Blog Talk Radio.
And I'm here, man. Are y'all ready for the fire talk? Slow down on the biz and uplift the dialogue.
Oh, yeah.
Listen right along. This is straight off the press, the remix, fresh with no prior song. Supplying y'all with the certified thoughtful. Yeah. To get the piece of the piece, it's time to call blows. Yeah. The rats everywhere, it's straight and flavorful. Insatiable ears on taste the radio. Here can't be beat, the fact you need. Better leave all your doors and all half the week.
Right.
Positive and motivational strategy. Successful guests promote yourself massively. BlogTalkRadio.com/the remix. Fridays at 10 p.m. Eastern. Support the sister with a great reason. I must insist, don't miss it this evening. Peace, man.
I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to The Remix, everyone. I'm your host, of course, Miss Blue, and you know where you are. You are live in The Remix. I want to say welcome, 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 everyone, here to the forum tonight. So good to have you guys in the house. It is Sunday night, and you are live in The Remix. Woo! What a week. It is March 24th, 2013. And we're live in The Remix, everyone. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. That's one when you get on the phone lines. And let us know that you're there. We definitely would love to hear from you on the phone lines. Also, what you can do is you can also go ahead and let us know you're in the house because it's so good for you guys to be in the house. I also want to give you some galactic directions so you can get yourself over to the chat room. I see everyone filling up on the phone lines as well as the chat room as we get ready to get into the share this evening. We're going to do some international shout-outs because that's always good to do as we give our international shout-out to everyone listening from all over the world. And so welcome to The Remix, you guys. It's been an amazing weekend, a great weekend. Lots and lots of information has been going on and all kinds of things happening out here in the universe. And so it's so good to have you here. As you guys know, Friday night, if you were not in The Remix, we had a remix first. Brother Reggie was here. And what an amazing share we had on Friday night. With Brother Reggie here, and the sacred and guarded texts of ancient Kemet. If you did not get an opportunity to hear that show, I want to encourage you to download that show as well as the show tonight is available for you. All you have to do is go to www.blogtalkradio.com/the remix, all one word, and everything is there for you, and you can download. Woo! As you guys know, Brother Panic's going to be in the house tonight, so Brother Panic's going to be joining us here very shortly as we get ready to get into the share this evening. First, before we get ready to welcome Brother Panic on, we're going to get up and move around and dance a little bit, but we're also going to... We're also going to give some international shout-out, see who's all in the house tonight, listening from all over the world, because we know sometimes it can be a challenge getting up and hearing the shows. And I've been getting all of you guys' emails from the show on Friday night, and I know you guys are all in the house. So here goes, international shout-out to everyone out there. Big ups to the UK in the house tonight. Mexico's in the house. Germany, Finland, New Zealand's in the house. Uganda's in the house tonight. Naples is in the house tonight. India, Colombia, Nigeria. The Bahamas is in the house tonight. We have Brazil, Jamaica, Indonesia, and also Australia, Barbados, the Netherlands, and Austria, out in Austria. And the some ports parts of the Netherlands is in the house tonight. Peace and greetings to all of you from all over the world, as well as those of you listening here from the U.S. and all other continents. It's so good to be in the remix tonight. So good for you guys to be in the house tonight and joining us here live in the forum. So peace and love to you guys. And also, I want to give a big, big shout out. The Kim Business Class started. And wow, what an amazing two sessions and what an amazing time that we're having. So just big ups to all the Kim Business Class people and also for the rest of you who I will be seeing in readings. Big ups to you, too, and everyone. So we got a lot of things that I know Brother Panic is going to be covering with us here tonight. If you guys want to get some of those show information, high contact Brother Panic for his classes or any of the work that he's doing as far as any of the baths and any of the books and chants and the herb pack as it's known, you can email him at panicpack@hotmail.com. So welcome, 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 welcome to the remix, everyone. It is so good to see you guys in the house tonight. Let's get ready to jam. We're going to play a little bit of Baby Blue. And everybody get up. Get up out of your seats. Get ready to kind of move around as we get ready to bring Brother Panic on the form as he gets ready to do what he does best and join us here live in the remix. So I'm excited about this. We got a lot of things he's going to be covering with us, a lot of occult information Brother Panic says he's going to be bringing with us tonight. So all of those great things, everything about occult, and Brother Panic is going to be doing it for us here live in the remix. And he says he's going to be doing it lecture style. So another treat for you guys here live in the remix. So let's listen to a little bit of Baby Blue, and then we're going to get right into the share. Yeah, right into the share. I see you guys out there. 646-652-2711 is the number to call if you want to listen via the phone lines. Now, if you want to join us in chat, you can. Oh, let me say welcome to all of our new guests out there. I see you guys, too. Welcome to all the guests in the forum. All you have to do is click the link at the very bottom that says sign up. Tell us who you are. Come right on in. The Remix family is going to make you feel right at home. So just come right on in. They're going to make you feel right at home. And we can do this share. Brother Panic is also in the chat room as well, too. So if you haven't had a chance to sign up and join us in chat, tonight's a good night to do that, to come on over and join us in chat as well. So welcome to you guys here. Welcome to the remix. And let's get ready.
La, 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 the remix. Hey, this is Baby Blue. And remember, if nothing else moves you, life will.
Oh,
night, you guys. Welcome, 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 everyone, to the remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue, and joining us live in the forum tonight, of course, is Brother Panic is going to be joining us here live in the remix tonight. I want to first do this as we get ready to welcome Brother Panic. I'm kind of getting things situated over here and making sure you guys can hear me loud and clear. Give some shout-outs because this is a really, really busy month with a lot of birthday babies out there, earth babies going on out there. And also, I want to start out and just give everybody for the whole month of March, if you have a birthday in this month, I know some people close to me and people I know have birthdays this month. I just want to tell you guys all again, because I think I did it earlier, happy Earth Day, happy birthday, and also, you know, a very, very special shout-out to Ebony in New York. Her birthday is coming up soon. Very special shout-out to her. As well as the whole crew over there, Rain and Kanisha, they hit me up. And I just want to send love out to them and say happy birthday to them and anyone else that is born during this very, very special month here. So we're going to get ready to get into the share. We're going to go ahead. Let's get Brother Panic on the line. Here we go. Peace and greetings, Brother Panic. You there?
Yes, I am. Howdy do. And I didn't realize this month was more special than any other month.
It is.
Birthdays.
So many people
I know have birthdays today.
They do. So many people I know have birthdays this month. So that just takes care of everybody.
I'm just so glad to have that realization. So it's been a long time since I've been around, and it's so good to be back, and things are going on, a lot of things, but not really a lot of. It's just what you decide to talk about because there's so much shit going on. So much shit happened since this crossover into the 2013 energy, if you want to even call it that year. But this energy was coming about, you know, for quite some time. But you can see more and more is coming ahead symbolically that Mayan day. Now, one of the things I need to make people aware of before we go forward is how communication. Do you hear an echo?
All right, it seems to be going away.
How communications is done in mass media. So what I've been noticing in mass media, the greatest communication tool here, and never forget this. Not the greatest, one of the greatest mind control tools, but the greatest communication tool. Is movies. Some of the greatest mind control are commercial and religion, of course. And movies rank up in the high, up in the highs and the eyes and the base in your face level of the game in terms of mind control. But communication is the most point. Now we need to understand from our aspect, a spiritual aspect, this Earth Day that we're celebrating and all of that is we have to remember at the core, this is not happening. This is an illusion. It is not real. It is a light and sound show primarily. So what movies do is mimic that same light and sound show for an emotional reaction. The same way you walk around daily this planet and get emotional reactions. So far down the line, that now we're in the place of just constant suffering and can't figure how to internally go within to answer your own questions, which all answers reside. So much so that we have to rely on systems and crying on each other's shoulders and pity to actually make it to the next day. And that's the sad part of this reality. We're stuck in a very, very bad movie. So figured out a long time ago, this same microcosm of communication and mind control would be movies. The spirit world also communicates through the same media without even the so-called powers that be or someone with a sinister agenda even recognizing. So whichever number law is it or principle it is, the law of correspondence, I think it's 5. As above, so below, as within, so without. If anyone who's a true occultist, what you're supposed to be doing is corresponding these things. With the law of correspondence, what it does with as above, so below, beyond people just saying that one phrase, what it does, it lets you speculate on what you don't know based upon what you do know. A great example of that, this is an example that's in my book. While they're trying to figure out why in the world the earth is heating up, here's what you do know. You know because of correspondence, as above, so below, as within, so without. Like you have a kundalini and a chakra and all the rest of that. The earth has this spiritual system as well in its physical matrix. So, and we know as a standard, kundalini energy is energy that heats up. When you're gaining energy, there's monks that sit in the snow and their job is to melt the snow just with kundalini alone. It's a fire energy. You would know this in your basic kundalini studies. So, and you will also know in your basic third grade English science class that when they told you anything gaining heat is gaining energy. Mm-hmm. And even if you want to look at it on a more mundane level, if the earth is just it just has the same thing that you have, when you become sick, you get a fever to purge yourself of the sickness. So the earth has either got a fever and it's purging itself, or if you really know better, it's kundalini energy is rising. Therefore, if you're sitting around listening to white scientists about your carbon footprint and recycling and all the rest of that bullshit, it's silly when you have an older understanding based upon the law of correspondence and what it is you don't know, or what it is you do know about the human body, you can speculate on what you don't know. So the characteristics based upon putting this thing together in terms of what's relatable, as above, so below, as within, so without, putting it together, it puts you in the place of understanding what the greenhouse truly is from your occult perspective. And then not to mention the same thing is happening on Mars. So all of that, we're littering too much, is a little bit of bullshit. So using the law of correspondence, the law of this law of connectedness, and even if you're dealing with the law of rhythm, this ebb and flow and the law of polarity, whatever they do bad, there's a spiritual response that we could look into these things from our perspective. We're just having a problem looking at this shit from our perspective because we have been so victimized. That's our biggest problem in every scenario. You take this Django movie. Why this white man was able to pull it off? Because he hasn't been through the same Holocaust as us. Spike Lee and them, not only could they not pull it off based upon their directing clout, their scarred personal emotions couldn't allow them to. Doesn't even allow them to see themselves in the place of this absolute hero. They can't see a hero in this. You can constantly see the victim. You ain't got to take my word for it. You got to do is look at his clientele of movies, John Singleton's lineup of movies. You know what I'm saying? All of these terrorism movies that we were trained to take as some shit that was civil rights. You know, Tawana Didn't Lie. How Come Ain't No White People on the Wall, Sal? You know what I mean? This goddamn Rosewood and all of that, which even I remember him being in fear of what I would see when I would watch these movies from this perspective, because we have been a part of our Holocaust is to put you into this state of fear, this state of dependency where you depend on outside entities to satisfy because you no longer have the courage or the fortitude to look within for your answers. The conscious movement is about you saying, if you're going to make these statements, I'm gods and goddesses and so on and so forth, this is another way of saying, I take responsibility for my situation. That's the point of consciousness. Other than that, you're just having fun masturbating. That's absolutely clear. So what I'm trying to get at, primarily is because if you're taking control and you're saying what you're saying you are, whatever sinister thing that you so-called comes down the pipe, you need to be able to start looking at this from your perspective. For instance, someone or anyone out there, stop tagging me in these fucking Beyonce is Baphomet pictures. You get what I'm saying? Enough. Enough already. First and foremost.
Yeah. Didn't you already do something on that?
Before we get to what I've said on it, because if you're tagging me, you're supposed to know me. But let's pretend I'm not that cool and I'm not that fancy. If Beyonce is consciously doing Baphomet shit, that's another way of you saying Beyonce can sit on the remix and break down Baphomet. And do you fucking niggas think that's going to happen? Think about it. If she's doing all of this shit, if y'all attributing them to the Illuminati, do you think they could sit on Blog Talk and give you a lecture about what the fuck it is they doing? Did you ever think of the consequences of the shit that y'all are trying to sell each other with this shit? And have you noticed they play all her records backwards and they all say, I love Satan, I love Satan. So you play it forward, all the single ladies, I love Satan, I love Satan. It's like, look, your motherfuckers is trying too hard. How come you play none of these records backwards? You don't ever hear, I love Jesus, I love Jesus. You know what I'm saying? You always hear, Satan is the boss, Satan is the king, you know what I'm saying? And then you play it the regular way. Get your hands up, get your hands up. It's like, look, you niggas is trying too hard to find some sinister shit because you are in this constant state of victimization.
Mm-hmm.
When they constantly tell you you are running this thing, but you refuse, and that's what we're going to get into tonight. I'm going to show you the rise of the Titans by their own mouth, by their own psyche, through their movies. But we're going to deal with some movies tonight, upcoming, through their own psyche. I'm going to show you that they are trying everything to deal with. See, the true war is with your subconscious mind, the portion of you that you're not aware, not your conscious mind. You're wasting your time worrying about, first of all, let's be clear on this. You need to understand this. The Sisters of the Eastern Star, they use an upside-down star, which is Baphomet. So everything Beyonce is doing, the best credit I will give her is she's probably just a Masonic woman doing that shit because somebody told her that. She read it in some book because she's not going to sit down here and break down the Templars, Baphomet, and what she's doing. And the other side of that, if she is doing that in the world, look how successful she is.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You got fucking 85% of the people knows every lump in her ass just by watching her shake it at any possible occasion she does, and you niggas still trying to get attention, calling Miss Blue, asking, how do I get a boyfriend? Well, do Baphomet Beyonce poses.
Ooh.
And you will get a boyfriend. You get what I'm saying? Because every nigga in America want her. You know what I'm saying? You want a girlfriend? Start throwing up the rock. You know what I'm saying? You want a girl? Stop asking Miss Blue, how I get a girl. Miss Blue needs to start telling you, well, put up your hands. The rock's in the building.
No. Miss Blue don't give that advice on how to give a boyfriend. I don't do that.
Either way, good. I'm glad to hear it. That is so satisfying.
Oh, you know
to me.
That,
so
Kenny. You know I'm not telling nobody how to find a boyfriend. Come on now. Stop it.
So I'm just talking about in general. People, but now, even if you're not telling them, I guarantee somebody's asking you it. You are straightening them out on that. Well, let me tell you what that I do.
Yes.
And
yes.
And what I'm talking about is the mentality of the approach. I'm not talking about your prophesied manner. You hear what I'm saying? This, I know people are coming to you with that, and they're either too embarrassed to say it or they slips out in another way because that's the mentality. Because people come to me with that. I mean, you have to remember, readings is something I did but chose not to. I'm not that interested. Blue was more interested in she's more of a people person than I am. So she's more built for that type of work. You get what I'm saying? And so people will still ask me, and I'm like, no, you have to see Miss Blue. But then at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying, It comes down to some love affair or some rent shit. And I'm like, this is definitely not what I'm about. This is not the whole idea of consciousness.
Yes.
Good, excellent. That's great to hear, because the whole idea of consciousness is you have said to yourself, or you're supposed to have said to yourself, I am not finding satisfaction in this material world. You're not finding satisfaction because, let's say, you're not getting money, but you're still supposed to say, well, I had $1 million and I still wasn't satisfied. Each way you look. Not so much, I couldn't get along, so now I'm conscious. Because that's where I find a lot of people here, it becomes an excuse to say, well, I don't want to participate. He's just a Christian anyway. But it's really because nobody liked you. We're talking about someone who's having a great time on the planet. I was having a great on this planet. You need
to understand that.
I was having an excellent time, and I know that to be true for Ms. Blue. An excellent time. You get what I'm saying? Partied up. And I can tell you in detail, not only just because I feel this way about humanity, take my class, and I will show you that everything in you is about this going beyond humanity. You're just stuck in a bad movement, a terrible rerun. You're stuck in a remix of a bad song that never happens. You get what I'm saying? That never was a hit. You get what I mean? And the idea here is what you're trying to do is nothing here is no longer satisfactory to you. You're going beyond that. You get what I'm saying? Not to mention, once you set your sights higher, all of these things start to line up anyway.
Yeah.
You'll find that to actually get a boyfriend, like, look, I go into it in class. I talk about the law of rhythm and the pendulum swing. Whatever you make, the pendulum is going to swing both ways. In other words, what goes up must come down. Spinning wheels will go around. So whatever you put at the forefront of your mind, the pendulum, you have now made that your pendulum swing. Therefore, the pendulum will swing to the other side. What you have to do is fool that pendulum and nullify. When I tell you about the laws of Tehuti, the seven laws, the laws from the Kabbalion, I explain to you in the context, these laws are meant to be nullified. So, for instance, Morpheus was telling Neo about the Matrix, but he wasn't telling him so it could be celebrated. He was telling him the rules or the system to go beyond it. So these seven laws of Tehuti are the rules in the system, but there's ways to go beyond it as an occultist. You're not supposed to be following the laws of attraction and so wonderful. No, you're supposed to understand that is the rules of the matrix that you are in, the prison. And your chore is to outbeat it. And not just that one funky-ass law that we're stuck on. Just the law, if you don't understand the law of rhythm, you'll be fucked up, how the pendulum swings back and forth. So to nullify that law, which you cannot stop, what goes up must come down. So if you're rich, you got to be poor. But you have to change the reason that you have this pendulum. Early on, one of the things I shared with Ms. Blue is, do readings because you love them. Therefore, when the pendulum swings, the only thing that happens to you is this, that maybe your readings ain't successful, maybe they are successful, but what you're doing as a side effect is not affected because it's not at the forefront of your pendulum swing. For me personally, I don't get out of bed to sell herb packs. I get out of bed to teach. So some days I teach more niggas and more successful, and some days I teach niggas and it's less successful. But at the end of the day, because I sell herb packs as a reaction, that never slows down for me. You get what I'm saying? Now, my pendulum swing, whether to the left or to the right, based upon the law of rhythm, which happens, has nothing to do with my income. But if you're sitting there all day saying, I need a man, I can't get a man, I need money, I can't get money, you made that at the top of your pendulum swing. So you just put yourself on this seesaw that goes back and forth. If you deal with occult science, it has answers for all of that. You're trying to do occult shit on the weekend when it feel good, but then start talking about your human problems when nobody else is around but Miss Blue or Brother Panic, where you think you're in a private email, which you are, and you're selling me this human shit. No, I'm trying to explain to you, occult science supersedes your human reality. The end. Everything is built on occult science. This world is set up from occult science.
Can you can you do a favor, Brother Panic, because we have a lot of new listeners out there. Just take a moment. I know that you've done this, and they can go back and listen, but explain what occult science is for those who may not know, and just so that they can understand that there is a difference.
Okay. The word occult means hidden culture. The end. Hidden culture. So there's nothing sinister about it. So when you hear these things about occult and occult science, you're just hearing what later is termed metaphysics. Metaphysics means beyond the physical or behind the physical. So there is what we've been calling occult science is the spiritual energy that brings forth changes or manipulates your physical reality. So we have been regulated down to physical beings. But prior to that, we understood that there was an invisible world that far superseded your minute physical power. Therefore, we understood the power or the abundance was in the world of the invisible. So occult science and sciences, rituals, candle burnings, altars, crystals, half the shit I'm doing in my classes, you could just say, all of these methods that you could possibly hear of, all of these things put together became an occult science. It was a physical way to tap into the world of the invisible, because once you impact the invisible, then the physical follows. So when you hear things like as a man thinketh, nothing precedes the thought. When you hear first you must think it to become it, first it must be in your mind before you can make it a reality, that's just another way of saying first you must deal with the invisible portion to make it visible. You cannot make an invention without thinking about it in the creative invisible world, the underworld, the occult world, the hidden world. So we understood this as black folks. This was the methodology. That's why on a physical level, you got 100 black inventions that you didn't even know niggas made. Doorknobs, signs, and back scratches. Because we are the people. We are the people who come from that hidden world. Worlds beyond this later day reality that you're in called third dimension. So occult science is nothing sinister. It only became sinister because the church said, we don't want people going into themselves. We don't want people going into this world to come up with true results. So we have to dictate it for them. So we just demonize all of these words and things. You know, Naga was a great word until it became nigga. You get what I'm saying? If you need a modern day example of that, one of the things we used to say in our slang when we greeted each other was, well, yo, what up, yo? What up? What's going on, yo? And then you'll see on TV shows like The Wire, these cop shows, it's called black folks yo's. As this community, this yo did this and this yo did that. And I'm sitting there going, wow, this word yo is terrible. Forgetting this is where they're getting it from. Yo, 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 what up? So this word that was almost damn near a term of endearment became demonized based upon later day and how it's presented. So words like occult and Baphomet and all of these things that you're like, wow, that's some serious shit, later became demonized for the purpose of keeping you out of it because they understood the true journey is within. Niggas is paying all sorts of money to go every cent. Niggas will pay so much money to go any place in this goddamn world, but they won't go inside themselves for free. You get what I'm saying? To figure out what's really going on. This shit is called Know Thyself, and the journey is within an occult science or your conscious path, your alchemical transformation begins by probing yourself. That's it. You don't need nothing in the universe. Perhaps the best thing you can say is guidance for those who have been through that path, and then you're only supposed to realize it through what they're showing you. So when you get a reading from Ms. Blue, she's supposed to make you realize something which is in you, and then the work begins. Morpheus told you, Neo, I can show you all the doors. You have to walk through. And this is what they're talking about is you have to believe, you have to see it. So first thing you need to understand is what these words mean. See, I'm talking I'm talking from a second generation of this understanding. Brother Bobby Hemmett came, and while these words were new and scary and being interjected in the black community, he did a lot of the work to demystify these words. So I should be able to walk through the door saying occult, Baphomet, without having to do a whole bunch of warming you up, buttering you up, breastfeeding you. You know what I'm saying? Milk for kids, meat for grown folks. So I talk as if we're talking to grown folks, because everything I talk about, I've already given out books lists, beyond book lists, where you can read it for yourself and see what you come up with based upon source information. So so does that explain the cult?
It was a good explanation because we have so many new people. And, you know, one of the things that I've seen, too, is just depending on where they're coming in at, really just sort of kind of picking up components and not really getting an understanding for what the core of the work is or the presentation. So, yes, excellent.
Well, this is what I say to that and always say, at least from my perspective. If you're new, what you can do is email me for free, and I'll give you all the lectures that I've done, and which stay in the occult area. If you're new to consciousness as a whole, you can go to any of Miss Blue's archive shows and see a world of teachers that teach from so many different angles to whatever floats your boat, if this isn't what floats your boat.
Right.
But I talk as if I've been talking to people, and people understand the concept that I've been talking about based upon earlier talks or based upon a lifetime of Bobby Hemmett or based upon fucking Wikipedia at this point, because it's not even that,
right.
You know, it's not even that hidden. You get what I'm saying? In terms of these terms, you get what I'm saying? But I guess that just isn't the case. That's what's in my mind, but evidently that's not the case. So
no, I think it's always good. Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine. I don't mind. Give me any opportunity to explain my craft, I'll go do it like a, you know what I'm saying? Like you're a 2-year-old, which I'm supposed to be doing. Now, what I'm starting to notice was that in movies, I got maybe about 20, 25 movies I'm going to tell you about that are coming out. And we need to understand, first of all, advertisement and mind control. Taglines. First, let's get some business out the way. All right, classes. This is what I offer. Herb packs, if you don't know about me or you're on the fence, the herb packs are in full effect. And I'm going to talk to you a new person. They are all natural herbs, all organic, no drugs. It's a combination that I used to use that I channel from the spirit world to open up your third eye, your pineal gland. I was smoking it. Some people don't smoke it. You can make a tea out of it and drink it. You can email me at panicpack@hotmail.com to get the herbs. What it has done for people is legendary at this point. This is no new thing. This has been going on for 3 to 4 years now or something like that. And the results are remarkable, still remain remarkable. Have more than enough repeat customers to never even have to speak on it again. That's how much herb pack we're selling. Now, I got many more spiritual supplies, a couple of out-of-print books that I've talked about for years. If you don't know who I am or what it is, you get my links first. I don't even recommend that you smoke any of the herb pack, which is still would be safe, until you know what it is. I want you to know what it is you're doing and getting into, because there's people say, I've been listening to you for years, and now I'm ready to get an herb pack. You get what I'm saying? There's people like, shit, I only heard you for 5 minutes. Give me one of them herby things you were talking about. But it's all about when you feel you're ready. Like I said, no drugs. They don't show up on piss tests. One of the ingredients in there they recommend you don't use if you're pregnant or nursing. So if you're pregnant or nursing, just wait until that's over. But other than that, this is safe. Everything in the herb pack you can put on your food and eat. You get what I'm saying? It's just the combination that makes it special. There's different types of packs. There's a love pack, packs that help you contact the ancestors. packs that help you with lust if your nuts ain't doing what they're supposed to be doing. A few more. Just get a list, a whole bunch of things. Now, the thing that's really doing the trick these days, I'm doing classes. If you ain't in these classes or you on the fence about these classes, do not fuck up. Not this weekend, next weekend. Usually I would have did this show a little bit earlier, so you'll have a little bit more time, but not this weekend. Next weekend, we're starting another cycle. And there's definitely spots now. So you have to get your ass doing it right now. The people who already paid, because in March, I'm going to contact you all this week, and we're going to get the dates and the times and all that bullshit for those who already paid. Start getting your second payment ready. I will tell you the prices are very low for what I offer. 4 weeks of class. I do them on Skype. So if you're out of town on Skype, if you're in the Atlanta area and you sound normal, you're welcome to come to the house. This time I had a whole dining room full of both days, nothing but women. So they got the best class because you know when there's nothing but women, a nigga going to perform. You know what I'm saying? And Khadijah don't say nothing. She just let me perform too. Shit. She don't give me no dirty looks. She don't give me no dirty looks or nothing. Oh, my God. You know, them motherfuckers in class for 6 hours. I usually start like 1 p.m. to about 4, but them motherfuckers are leaving here 7 and 8 at night. You get bang for your buck, and I do let you bring home recordings of it. So this is where you want to be. I go from A to B in four weeks of class. You'll either pick a Saturday or a Sunday. I do Sunday class and Saturday's class. And, they're the same class on that week. So some people could make it on Saturday, some are doing it on Sunday. And there's not one person that walked away from that shit frowning. There's people now who are in the first class are telling me they are on levels of magic. There's people who's been doing this shit for years and have been still saying they just never realized it was this level of the game.
Yeah.
Breakdown, this is not an extra lecture. This is an absolute positive training to be a peer.
Mm-hmm.
This is not me pontificating some shit on your ass. This is some absolute motherfuckers getting with some fairy shit. See, this goddamn Kiana Brownlee is like, shit, the squirrels be following my black ass everywhere I go. Now, she was like, hey, you see motherfucking squirrels be waving at me and shit? Because they did a lot of the fairy portion of the class, how to contact fairies and all of that stuff. That's what you talk about, altars, fairies, candle magic, crystal work, sigils, mind control, laws of attraction. We make it all the way up to the Necronomicon. I break all of that shit down. And I'm missing a few other things, chakras, and a couple other things. And I hit hard on it. And it's not lectures, it's a training. And it is more than worth it. But they're taxing, you know what I'm saying? I did my last class for this cycle today, so we're about to get into the next cycle. But let me tell you, email me, panicpack@hotmail.com. Get your ass in the class. It's one of the best things you could do for your Negro ass, I am telling you. Is it magical? Yes. C. Freeman L. used to do classes in Atlanta. Nobody's doing classes in Atlanta. He started coming through. This is basically his class. You know what I'm saying? So, hey, motherfuckers is getting some shit out of it. So, panicpack@hotmail.com. Like I said, you could also email me for the free links for that information, for the class information, and for the herb packs and any other magical supplies and so on and so forth. PanicPack@hotmail.com. All right, business is done. Now let's get it on. What I've been noticing is the movies that they come out, there's a theme that's starting to play out, a constant theme, a constant theme. Now when I see this constant, because there's no such thing as coincidence, that's from the law of cause and effect. There's no such thing as coincidence or chance.
Right.
Coincidence and chance are just this law of cause and effect not realized. So therefore, if you see any pattern, that is how the spirit talks to you in something called synchronicity.
Yes.
In something called synchronicity. So there's a synchronized thing I'm starting to see, because I didn't talk to you for so long with the Super Bowl. Now usually, the year before last, when Madonna stood up her ass and did all that bopping that she, y'all was all on it the next day, but nobody caught it this year. And I ain't say nothing. I want to see all you deep niggas, where y'all, what was the ritual? And nobody said nothing. So let me be the first one to tell you. First, before we get into the Super Bowl, let's talk about this. Skittles has a new... Let me tell you how sinister this shit is. They have Skittles Dark Side out at the same motherfucking anniversary of the death of Trayvon. How fucking crooked is that shit? First of all, it's a ritual connected to Trayvon. And even on a mundane level, which for the new people is the opposite of a cult, even on the everyday level, when Trayvon died as a protest, we all went and bought Skittles. They just put out a new one for you niggas to buy and called it the Dark Side.
Dark Side. So you could
have a subconscious connection to it and just purchase their shit in honor of Trayvon, even if it's a mundane level. But here's what I noticed. I talked to you in the last lecture about if this shit didn't blow up with stars and stripes and fireworks, that we are shifting to a new age, which is clear. And that shifting to the new age is the golden age for us. So what does that mean? The ruling class, which you just now call white people now, but really the ruling class is really the haves and have not, or the justice, or the whatever you want to call it. That polarity has shifted for them. This is the law of polarity. It has shifted. That same rhythmic pendulum swing that we talked about, remember? What goes up must come down. So if we're coming into the golden age, what does that mean? Dark Side Skittles. You get what I'm saying? The theme is darkness. So they told you in the Super Bowl, Stevie Wonder was playing who? Baron Samadhi, right? All right, let's get down to it. Stevie Wonder is blind. Darkness. Halftime, what happened? The show went out. Darkness. Nobody, and it went out for 33 minutes. So fucking Masonic. So that's how, and right after Beyonce, so that's how you know she's a 33rd degree motherfucking Mason and not a goddamn dark magician, you know what I'm saying? Because she did 33 minutes, and she took credit for that shit. Beyonce had all girls on the stage, and she was dressed up like who? Madam Bridget. She was dressed up like the wife of Baron Samedi. What was Stevie Wonder's commercial about? Oh, niggas ain't catching this shit. Saving a seat for the white man. Oh, y'all was missing the ritual now, wasn't y'all? Know what I'm saying? He said, the second commercial, the white man came to Stevie Wonder with all his mojo shit and said, and they brung him a libation. It was a Budweiser commercial. They brung him a libation. And he said, could you make my seat lucky? Or unlucky, actually. Make it unlucky. There's two things happening, and I'm going to show you that, too. White people are apologizing for slavery now. That was the Django. That was Red Tails. And that was, they got a new Jackie Robinson movie coming out now, 42. Bobby links it to Oz, too. I've seen something else in Oz. I'll tell you what Bobby said about Oz, which is this apology now. Why? Because they know niggas are about to run it again. Yeah. You don't think so. You still talking about Beyonce. I am Satan. I am Satan. They know niggas is about to run it, and you don't even know you about to fucking run this shit no more. You get what I'm saying? But if you know occult science, hidden messages, symbology,
everywhere,
which is something I teach in the class, you'll understand how to decode this shit, and we're going to go through it tonight. Stevie represents darkness, the Super Bowl, the Ravens represents the ancestors. The Ravens represents death. Now, what was the Ravens' color? Black and purple, the color of the ancestors. Where did they do the Super Bowl? The same place as Katrina. That was the same stadium.
That's right, yes.
This is an ancestral ritual that they was giving it back to the niggas again. Stevie Wonder wearing all white, they was telling you. Baron Samedi, who's classically in back, he's the new light. and white people was now going to him for mojo. Oh, come on. Come on, niggas, get it on. They was coming to him for the mojo. They asked, make my seat unlucky. You get what I'm saying? Because now you had these apologizing white people. You just to fuck this nigga up now. We got this white man that was running it. We the white people who want to be saved. You get what I'm saying? He got Zoe. What's that bitch's name? Zoe, who fucks every white man in her goddamn movie career. He got this bitch. He said to her, she said, do you make season? He said, I don't even do that. She said, I'll do it. Symbolically of her, who's been fucking white people symbolically on TV, says, I'll do it. Winks at her ass in that chair. Basically, it's saying, oh, this bitch has been infiltrating the whole time. Symbolically, you know what I'm saying? Symbolically.
Right,
because
right.
Because she's
right.
The one who's fucking all these. Remember, she's our avatar hoe. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Every movie,
mm-hmm.
to the point where this shit is crazy. The only movie she was fucking a nigga in was a movie, well, Premium. And it was made by my boy Pete, actually. After that, woo, it just turned into something else. You know what I'm saying? So this was symbolic of Stevie wanted to be in the new light. The ancestors winning. They had this dark theme, Stevie's blind. She was playing Madam Bridget. 33 Moments of Darkness. There was more, and I'm even forgetting more because this shit was so long ago.
Yeah.
See, I wrote some notes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. And she's set to play Nina Simone in an upcoming movie. They've actually casted her to play Nina Simone.
But, you know, she's trying to do that. In my opinion, I don't know where they're going with it, but to give Nina Simone credibility, give Beyonce credibility, because that's what she did with Etta James, and it did give her more credibility because she was able to do something that was more classic than just the shit that Ciara and them are doing. You know, it puts her above the
mm-hmm.
Ciara thing. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But not to say we'll see what happens. Because, again, we don't know where they're going with it. Let me see. Is there anything else on that? Okay. During the Super Bowl, they showed.
Zoe is set to play. Yeah, Zoe is set to play Nina.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Zoe, and they was, yeah, and I remember
Zoe.
That. People were saying, that's going to be terrible. I mean, just seeing her, you know what I mean, her energy, because, I mean, it's like I've never seen her really with no black, I mean that
mm-hmm.
says a lot, and that's not by mistake.
Mm-hmm.
That is by design.
Right.
Because, like,
mm-hmm.
Like I said, I can show you with Sana Lathan through her career how they did it. See,
oh,
Sana
yeah.
Lathan, see, all of this is in my books as well. Sana Lathan, because I go through the movies, because the movies are very powerful
right.
because of their mind control ability. And
yeah.
and let me tell you, I'm editing the book now. We almost there, niggas. That's why I'm so tired. We almost there. I got Kirsten Melvey, who she's a loyal Remix listener. And when I first announced it 5 years ago, 5 years ago, you know, okay, I got a book coming. She said I have a thing with the word, and I can do the word. I can do that. So. She's been down since day one. She knows what it is. And she's good at what she does. She's good at what she does. So far, she's, you know, we're going through the chapters, and she's doing a wonderful job thus far. So I want to thank her. And, you know, I'm an asshole with it. So, you know, if she could sit there and listen to that, congratulations to her. Because this shit is like, but she's the first, I give Miss Blue and everybody snippets, but she's the first one to read it through. And she's saying she's blown away. So I'm like, okay. She's like, yo, the way you doing this and the way you doing that and the way that, God damn it, nigga. She said, I was like, yeah, well, when you get to that part, she said, nah, nigga, I just read that shit. I didn't even do it yet. I just read it to see. I'm like, oh, then I know what's going on. You know what I'm saying? So it seems like it's going to be a big deal or a good one. And she's like Miss Writer thing. You get what I'm saying? So she's like, no, nigga, the way you doing this and the way you doing that. So I'm like, good, excellent, sounds good. So anyway, so that would be coming to in my book. I go through Sana Lathan. Now, Sana Lathan, even though she was in Love and Basketball and Brown Sugar and the wedding things, when she was in these hood love stories, which they, these Tyler Perry-esque
mm-hmm.
before him love stories, these hood book love stories, she still brung something to it where you believe that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, goddamn, powerful. Like, now, Love and Basketball, I think, is a tragic love story compared to goddamn Renee Zellweger, a bitch you wouldn't. You could, I see that bitch on the train, I wouldn't even know. You know what I'm saying? I walk right by her ass. As uninteresting
as
that bitch looks.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And a regular black woman can't get no love. But Renee Zellweger getting, you complete me. That bitch complete you? You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't even pay no. I would sneeze on that hoe and wouldn't say, excuse me, if I seen her on the MARTA train system. You get what I'm saying? So they've been done raised up shit that don't even make no kind of sense. I mean, just while I'm on the subject, here's another psychological thing I'll show you that's mind-controlling movies. You always see the white woman fall down. Remember that? Oh, this white woman, she always falls down. And because the feminine energy in these situations, their role is to be rescued. That's what brings the Horace out. So by her always falling and busting her ass, and you're going, that's a stupid hoe. I wouldn't do that. That's a mind control tactic because she's the one that always needs to be rescued. She's the princess, the damsel in distress. You get what I'm saying? All that shit is straight mind control. You get what I'm saying? While we learn to hate it because the black woman is strong, motherfucking Willie Lynch told you to be strong, bitch. You was supposed to be the one that's like, oh, this nigga's supposed to be doing all them tricks and flips for my beautiful ass. You get what I'm saying? But you're like, no, I'll be down there fighting with your ass. I'm like, no, you ain't gonna allow me to be Osiris, bitch. You know what I'm saying? You're fucking up the energy.
Right.
So when you see them, you know what I'm saying? They fall, oh, I just can't go on no more. I'm fragile. Wait a minute. I got you, ho. Don't move. You know what I'm saying? Don't move. What you need, some sanitary napkins? I got you. You know what I'm saying? It allows him to be the hero. While we talking about our black women out there beating a nigga ass for me. You know what I'm saying? It's like, that's hot. You know what I'm saying? But that's only because, you know, that's only after slavery. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know, before that, you had to sharpen up your spear. So all that's just mind control. So now, with Sana Lathan, when these movies were effective, not because the movies were effective, she was effective. And Love and Basketball, when she said, I'll play you for your love and all that, shit was deep, even though it was a silly movie. You know, his leg is broke at the end. You know what I'm saying? No one lives happily ever after. In Ghost, you know what I'm saying? Patrick wasn't, he's dead, but he still was the man. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
At the end, this nigga just sitting on the bench with a broke leg. All that shit is psychological. Anyway, what they started to do was pit her against black men in movies. So she did Blade. That was her starting her big movies. She flipped on Wesley Snipes, remember, for that white man.
Yeah,
she did the movie with Denzel, Out of Time. She betrayed Denzel for that other white dude, Dean Cain. There was enough. Well, she did the Wesley Snipes, that Terry McMillan bullshit and shit on Wesley again. There was one more where she flipped on a black man. And then they gave her the big one, which was, what's the white one she did? The one that prays
the
together.
Family,
the
family that prays together.
Yeah, even that's later on. Something New was the one, which I have a breakdown of Something New, which will be in the appendix of my book. The science of her name was Kenya McQueen. It was talking about the African Kenya and the Queen. This nigga was plowing her garden, Isis over the garden. The plower represents Osiris. So he said, I'll come and fix your garden. And it was all a symbolic. And what's even worse, when she met Blair Underwood, here's what you're used to in these love stories. Even if it's with a white person, she gets with the nigga and the nigga beats her, the nigga ain't got no job, or the nigga
got
some kids somewhere. Some shit where you get to go, okay, I can see why she left him. This nigga was perfect. The only other thing that the other guy had was he was white. And she chose him for no other reason. So that's why that shit was very dangerous. Because they were both lawyers, which represented my odd and balance. Blah, blah, blah.
Right.
And they're doing about, and then she got turned out in goddamn Nip and Tuck and on. So systematically, through her movies, they subconsciously attacked her and shut down all that Love and Basketball shit. Now, for more of that type of shit, get the book, because I go into detail how that works, why it works, what system they're using, how it impacts the subconscious mind. why would they do one movie? Why would they put Wesley in the dress and then allow him to do Blade? Because as long as he's in the dress, the way the subconscious mind works, your conscious mind is sitting there going, well, that, he was just acting, if you can get over that. But then if they get him in there, your subconscious mind looks at, they don't look at black men. They look at, they don't look at it, the individual. They look at black men as a whole. That's how, so as a whole, if they keep effeminizing us, it doesn't matter if we do Blade or whatever. The same way on a conscious level, if Obama wore a dress in college, I don't give a fuck if he saved the entire free world. There's some nigga and his college friends going to say, but that nigga wore a dress. But every kid in Africa is now eating, but he wore a dress, though. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. If it happened in so-called real life.
Yeah.
So when you go, but Wesley Snipes was in Blade and he was the shit. But I'm saying, but he wore a dress, though. Even though consciously, because it's a quiz, just a movie. See, movies, you get to justify a lot of shit. But you know this is real because you don't say in movies, well, let's go to see a movie where they're just choking all babies. Let's go see a movie where they drown kittens. It doesn't happen because, believe you me, it's not just a movie. It's real. That's why you go, you walk out of a comedy laughing, a sad movie crying, a karate movie kicking because it created an emotional response. Just like I said earlier, the earth is here to create nothing but emotional response. Get your chakra system in order, nigga. You are an occultist, not a crybaby. You get what I'm saying?
Right,
you're supposed
to
understand your chakra system, understand the tools of it, and get your fucking faculties in order. Stop crying around, I just don't know what to do with my life. That's not you. If you somehow you found my number or email, then the laws of attraction is not working. Of course, I'm not inviting that shit. You shouldn't even know I exist. You get what I'm saying? Based upon the energy that I put out. The fact that you know I exist and I find myself a place where it's constantly happening, I'm not. I can't blame that on nobody else. Something I'm doing says I'm that nigga to do that to. You get what I'm saying? If everybody's smacking you in the back of the head, you don't get to say, well, these niggas just don't understand who I am. At one person,
you
need to check your own self and say, well, is there a kick me sign on my back? You get what I'm saying? What am I doing that gives me the impression that I'm the person to do that? If that's what I want and if that's what I is. In other words, yet another reason why we must look within ourselves to cure what's going on. These answers are within. You just need the confidence. So during this game, there were three movies that they were promoting. They promoted, and this is what I started to know the pattern. During the Super Bowl, they promoted Iron Man 3. They promoted Star Trek Into the Darkness, Fast and Furious 6. Soon as I seen that, boom, that's when the story came through and put the whole thing together about darkness. They are saying, starting with the Super Bowl, and then you can find out through all other things, and we'll go through them, that they are worried about an age of darkness for them. Why? Because the opposite polarity is coming into a golden age. In those Skittles, I noticed there is no yellow. They are, that Skittle, that is symbolic. In them new dark Skittles, there is no color yellow, which is symbolic of the sun god, symbolic of Trayvon, symbolic of the golden age. Simple as that. They know what the fuck they're doing, even if you don't. They understand candy is the chakra system. That's why we can't get off the shit. Give them saying they know what they're doing.
Okay.
Subconsciously, they know what they're talking about. Now, with this theme, I look deeper into. And we're going to talk about the theme because none of these movies are out, so you can't really break them down in detail. So we have to go with the tagline. The trailer is what they're using to hook people in. So they're trying to, the trailer is another way of saying, or their tagline is what they call it, is what is said about what this movie is and where their intention is. So we're going to talk about their intentions in all of these movies they got coming out this year up into the summer. And I'm seeing this constant theme, and you will see for yourself as well coming through. Iron Man. It says, their tag is, when Tony Stark's world is torn apart by a formidable terrorist called Mandarin, Stark starts this odyssey of rebuilding his reputation. Rebuilding his reputation. Now, here's a big thing, too, I noticed in this theme. They're actually attacking Obama all the way through this whole year. You got to understand, Obama is not going to do anything for you niggas personally. He is not the savior. He is not from. He's not from Kemet. He's not Osiris Return. His wife is not Queen T. He is not fucking Akhenaten. But what he is, symbolically, is a fuck up for the powers that be. Cause you remember Egypt in mythology, they tell you Egypt must rise back up into the West. So what they did was get a black man to Ben Behi, as everyone likes to call him, design Washington, D.C., and it's set up like Egypt. That's why you got the monuments are set up. The capital is nothing but the titty of Isis. There's an obelisk there. It's set up so the president is supposed to be the sitting pharaoh symbolically in the West. They've been trying to fulfill that prophecy as the Kemites rising in the West. So by no means, symbolically, can a Negro sit in that seat. But guess what? Shit done went down. That alone shows you how much control. So symbolically, now they have to symbolically attack it. Because they can't, you straight up attack Obama, you just now a crazy Republican. Know what I'm
right,
saying?
Exactly.
If you think those Republicans are that fucking crazy, you're fucking even crazier than them. That if you believe what they're doing, they believe in. No, they're pushing an agenda for you to think that they're that fucking crazy, the shit that they're doing. So you could think that's the war where the subconscious, remember I said for all you new folks and all you folks who are old who ain't learned shit after all these years, that the hidden world is the world of, if you can manipulate the hidden world, then you manipulate the physical world. That's
right.
In priority in anything. For instance, yet another example, 9/11. See, when they destroy buildings, call it 9/11, call it that day, say words like Al-Qaeda, all the buzzwords that you know, those people die because people are ignorant about death. Their spirit goes and gets actually trapped in the dimension. Call 9/11, Obama, the war,
right,
and all these buzzwords. Because, in other words, they have now become a sacrifice that can be used as a battery because they are now, because we have names, anniversaries, pictures, memorials, we have now created a frequency, just like BET. The same way you tune into BET, you expect to see some BET shit. You hear the BET theme, you hear the BET look, you'll see the BET shows. And you recognize them to be a part of BET, like you would recognize Weather Channel shit to be a part of the Weather Channel. Or Miss Blue, HGD TV. She knows when she turns that on, there's a certain look, and even the commercials are kind of all the same. So they're doing that for real. So when you create an event, 9/11, Pearl Harbor, Vietnam, these buzzwords that we use, there's energy that could get trapped or bound to it. So now you have all of these regular ignorant people, ignorant in terms of occult science, let's say that, are dying, jumping out windows, just surprised, so their energy doesn't know where to go. They still sitting around waiting for justice. You get what I'm saying? But they're bound to it. As the occultist, why do you think you hear me saying, no, you better divorce yourself from these things you call I like and I love and I want? Because when you make the transition, those will be the chains that bound you to this reality.
Right.
To the point where you may reincarnate into it. So that's why I'm saying, no, I don't give a fuck. Not because to be mean, because when you leave, you're gone. That's the choice you're making to be conscious. You're stepping out, you're stepping beyond humanity. You get what I'm saying? You can't have it both ways. They don't occupy the same space. You give 10% of tithes to this human shit. When you're in Walmart, you do Walmart shit. When you're in the remix, you do conscious shit. That's it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's where it belongs.
Yeah.
So Tony Stark's, now, Tony, in the movie, I'm watching the trailer, Tony Stark's, The whole movie, he must save his woman to redeem his lady. His girl. He's trying to redeem his reputation and save his lady. So now this is symbolic of what the white man must do. And Tony Stark is saying it all through the trailer. He said, "This, you are the most important thing. This shit is about you." Because we already know that you cannot start a nation without the feminine energy or the woman. So he's letting you know this shit is all about you. So this is him. This is them telling you the agenda. You got to rescue this black woman. And then Tony's going into this dark age. Like I said, he's losing his rep, which is enough to say this is what they're telling you about them. And then this, how does this link to Obama? This is the words he's used. "I'm not afraid of you. There's no politics here. Just old-fashioned revenge." He's telling you, he just linked that shit to Obama. Now, this ain't a political movement that we're doing back and forth here, which is another way of saying why you thinking it's about the Republicans are going to come back,
or
the goddamn Tea Party going to come back,
or the Democrats.
While you doing that, he's telling you, "Nah, I ain't afraid of you." He said, "This ain't no politics here, just old-fashioned revenge." They're telling you what it is, know what I'm saying?
That's right.
And he also says, "Do you want an empty life or a meaningful death?" Because what this white person has been trying to do is not reign supreme on earth. He's trying to have everlasting life or a meaningful death. You get what I'm saying? What you don't know about you is you have already accomplished everlasting life.
That's right.
You only have to realize it. You're only here to go through a schooling or another reorder. This thing could come into America. You're already Prince Hakeem. You just come to Queens find Lisa. And Lisa just only represents a new love because you already had love. And your love was already there and it was already under control. Whatever you like. You get what I'm saying? But you said, "No, I'm bored with whatever you like. I need to be challenged." You come to Earth or America and you just become a ordinary, we don't need our princely things. Let them have our robes. You get what I'm saying?
That's right.
You know, all that shit was real symbolic. You worked at a goddamn fast food restaurant. You talked shit in a barbershop, and you went to church to find a hoe. You know what I'm saying? All that shit, nigga shit. At the end of the day, you go back to the kingdom, which you're always destined to. You good. You from Zamunda. They are a new product. And they feel the hurry, so they must keep your mind occupied before you do go within to realize, wait a minute, it's not about beating them or defeating them. Let them have at it. Let them have their grape sodas and their goddamn raspberry tarts. It ain't got nothing to do with you. It's not about defeating this Tamahoo and all that shit. It's about going beyond that. Like, no, this is to them. So they keep you occupied thinking or distracted thinking it's the battle. You get what I'm saying? While they subconsciously telling you, you're just thinking you're watching some hot Tony Stark shit. "I'm not afraid of you. There's no politics here, Obama. This is just good old-fashioned revenge, nigga." You know what I'm saying? Do you want an empty life or meaningful death? They're trying to tell you. A death with meaning is more than your empty fucking life of fucking out here trying to function. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You see that shit? You ever see that shit? These niggas made this song. "We out here trying to function." I'm sitting there looking at this music video going, y'all niggas is holding stacks of money big in my head talking about y'all trying to function. Y'all niggas would impress me if y'all niggas was making $5.25 at Little Caesar with two kids. That's a nigga out here trying to function. You know what I'm saying? We go to Walmart at night. There's an old lady working a night shift. Old ass lady sticking, you know, putting shit back on the shelves at 3 a.m. Now, I said, she out here trying to function, son. You know what I'm saying? She trying to function. You get what I'm saying? That's the suffering. Fucking these niggas got mad liquor. "We out here trying to function." Like, you fantasistic niggas. You know what I mean? You almost an insult to goddamn your ancestry. You get what I'm saying? So, Tony Stark's in, because we got a few movies to go through, so I'm going to start moving through this faster.
Okay.
Tony Stark's is putting a key or something that looks like a key around the neck of his girl. And he said, and as he's putting the key on the neck, that's when he told her, I have to protect the one thing that I can't live without. This is the white man talking about. And remember, this is Iron Man is Ogun. They've been trying to tap into our shit forever. So in the movie, there's this dark force coming, this dark theme. The second one they showed, not necessarily in this order, speaks for itself, was Star Trek Into the Darkness. It's called Into the Darkness. They're telling you that they're going into a dark age. They're telling you this now. It says, after the crew of the Enterprise finds an unstoppable force of terror from within their own organization. Okay, talking about Obama. A terror within your own organization. Symbolic of Obama. Captain Kirk leads in a manhunt, one war zone, to capture a one-man weapon of mass destruction. A one-man weapon of mass destruction. That's Obama, I'm telling you, Into the Darkness. Somebody was telling in my class, Chuck Norris' wife was saying they in some crazy religion, her and Chuck Norris. If Obama wins, we go into 1,000 years of darkness. Maybe they got a real prophecy, you know what I'm saying? Maybe they got something coming through, you know what I'm saying? Some of the plot line for Star Trek. Some of the lines in the trailer. You think the world is safe? It isn't. Enjoy your final weeks of peace. They say that. Your commanders committed a crime I can't forgive. Your commanders committed a crime I can't forgive. They're talking about Obama. Tagline. When our leaders have fallen, a hero will rise. Talking about Obama. When your leaders have fallen, a hero will rise. They're trying to find a hero within them to go against the energy of Obama, not the president.
Right.
Energy. This is all a symbolic war. Outside the Republicans, man, you think they really putting this old motherfucking Joe Biden or whatever the fuck his name was? You know what I mean? That being you, these ungroovy motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying? That ain't no real contender. If they really wanted a contender, believe me, they smarter to give somebody, you know what I'm saying? They wanted to fail.
And, you know, that's interesting. I want to say this, because I really do believe that they do want it to fail, and I also believe that there is going to be some sort of legislation so that Obama can run and lose, because that's what they ultimately want, that symbol to show him run and lose, that he may get a chance to go for another term.
Well, I mean, but technically, yeah, you know, they may try to amend something or whatever, whatever. But they're not looking at him as he did so much work where the progress is there, not even the Democrats. They're just looking at everybody else so bad. So maybe, I don't know, you know, that's really human politics. So now, like I said, what I'm talking about is, because anything can happen, you never fucking know, goddamn, Kitty Boo Boo could be the fucking president as far as I'm fucking concerned.
So true.
Now, you know what I'm saying? As far as I'm concerned on a physical level. What I'm
talking about is their
hidden response to the symbol of Obama. I'm sure that, you know they bitter. I could see that kind of shit too on a more physical level. Let's let this nigga run again so we can show him that
we
can win.
Yeah, so we can stop.
I can see that on a physical level.
Even, what's his name, Dr. Ben Carson, the surgeon, is about to start getting into politics and some more people. I really think they're getting ready to allow him, the people are going to vote him in, so that he can run again, so he can have a component. Because they don't want him to just leave
They're just going to stand on the law, which is, you know, two terms, and that's it. They're going to stand on that. But long story short, I think, like I said, I think, you know, they'll do whatever, and that's their physical. This is their country, is their physical. I don't give a fuck if they had this, you know what I'm saying? I don't give a fuck if, you know what I'm saying? Goddamn Jesus come down and he's the new president. None of that matters. What I'm talking about is they are subconsciously in the occult world dealing with this. And we as occultists, we are unraveling this now. What it does is it shuts down the energy. Once you bring this out of darkness into the light, it is no longer in the hidden world. It's no longer in the subconscious world. I have now made it culture instead of occult. But I am taking away their little punch. They need to talk to you in your mind. Without you seeing it, I'm making you see it. That's one of the gifts I've got. to make you see it. That's what happened with Avatar and fucked them up all the hell when they was making that movie on when they was making that movie in Haiti. By uncovering that shit, Clinton just left that motherfucker because he was supposed to be Jake Scully, as you remember.
Yeah.
Couldn't do it. They couldn't do it. So by us doing this, this is, if anything, this is helping not Obama personally, because he, this is his just as Illuminati, just as whatever sinister thing you got to say Reagan was, he's just the other version of it. He's in politics. But as a symbol, you know that goes way further.
That's all.
As a symbol, it goes way further. So they are trying to deal with the symbols. While they say these taglines, see, okay, we I have to talk about how your subconscious mind creates the reality. Your conscious mind can be swayed any way. You could be saying I'm this, that, the other. You could see a car accident and your whole life will change. Now, something that dramatic will change your subconscious mind. But generally, your subconscious mind is changed through repetition. It's impacted through repetition or trauma. You get what I'm saying? You don't have to see something traumatic to forever change your mind. You say, I don't like mayonnaise. Ooh, what's in this? Mayonnaise? Ooh, I love mayonnaise now. Not trauma. You just something to change your whole perspective. Subconsciously, if you had a bad incident with mayonnaise, we're created trauma. You know what I'm saying? You know, you seen somebody get stabbed and a nigga when they got some mayonnaise out the fridge. Your subconscious mind connects that and it creates your
That's
reality.
Right.
Long story short, because I talk for hours on it, the subconscious mind is your reality. Everybody's trying to impact your subconscious mind. Your subconscious mind takes commands. So in advertisement, you'll hear Snickers. It's so satisfying. It's a statement. You get what I'm saying? You'll hear, aren't you hungry? Aren't you hungry now for Burger King?
Right.
They're talking to your subconscious mind. Snickers is so satisfying. Coke is it. Pepsi is a choice of a new generation. It's demanding. I'm going on for days. Things like cigarettes that kill you. The slogan is alive with pleasure. You get what I'm saying? Because what they're trying to do is impact their subconscious mind. There's something called neuro-linguistic programming where you could talk at a pace or a rhythm, say certain key words, and that will impact the subconscious mind as a standalone statement. So that's why I'm telling you these tag statements as standalone statements, because if you watch them in the context of the trailer, you're getting caught away in the dramatics, but it's still programming the subconscious mind. So while the subconscious mind, like I said, it doesn't rationalize, it just absorbs. And where it, your conscious mind rationalizes because it's trying to keep you sane. So if you know gravity goes down, your conscious mind tells you gravity goes down. You got the books to prove it. You went to school to prove it. Everybody knows this. So you don't walk around tripping over shit. You get what I'm saying? But in movies, it's perfect for the hypnotism or mind control because you have something called suspended disbelief. You suspend what you disbelieve. So you go to the movies to see Neo fly. Everything that you know consciously that keeps you sane in this motherfucker, you disregard it. You want to see the X-Men and Magneto do all sorts of shit. Therefore, you shut down your conscious guard and you go into what they call alpha state. Alpha state is the brainwave frequency of the subconscious mind. You go into alpha state when you do candle magic, meditations, certain music, when you're driving on the highway, and when you watch some TV after a hard day of work, you go into alpha state. This is why they started calling it prime time, because you were primed for mind control, because the conscious mind was shut down. So most of us, when we drive on the highway for long periods of time, we get home, we're aware, but we just really can't recall all the details of the highway. We're in alpha state. So you go into this state when the preacher's talking to you. That's why they talk at the pace of your heart rhythm. Brothers and sisters, we are gathered here today under this one unique thing to give it up to Jesus. Boom. That hits your subconscious mind.
So,
and then you'll find them saying, yelling words like, give it up to Jesus, because you know Jesus is good for it. But he's talking about money. So now, subconsciously, he's saying, give up the money to Jesus. You know Jesus is good for it.
Right, right.
And so subconsciously, he's telling you to give up your money. But he gave you a whole new neuro-linguistic programming. And we were talking about this today in class. They call it pace, 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 lead. Pace, pace, lead. Pace, lead. Lead, lead, lead. So you pace, pace, pace. We're going in the store today. We got a lot of shit to do. What are we going to do when we get in the store? Buy everything in the store. And then when we buy everything in the store, we're going to bring it home. And then we're going to give it all a panic. So I just and then you pace it again. And once we get over a panic, we're going to feel good about doing it. Why are we doing it? Because we know we're supposed to. All I said was go to the store, buy everything, give it all the panic. We know we're supposed to give it all the panic, and we feel good about it. That's what I just programmed you with. Well, I told you a story because you may be thinking, well, panic's sick and he's in bed and he's a retarded child. You know what I'm saying? But I, as a preacher, I just told you to do that. And if I say give it to Jesus, that's like saying just give me an offering. That's neuro-linguistic programming. So now in movies, it's more sophisticated. When they show you, especially with the trailer, because remember, the trailer is the hook. They're trying to get your ass in. Ain't nothing else going to get you in the seat but the trailer. So in the trailer, you see, they show you the big parts of the explosions, the booms, the bang, and they'll say a line. The line is programming. So in Star Trek In the Darkness, he's saying, this is, after they show you the explosions, the look, and you're looking at Kirk and Zoe and Spock, and you're in love, and you're ready to go away with your Star Trek adventure, they say, You think the world is safe, isn't it? Enjoy the final weeks of peace. You just came out of where they're telling you, they're telling you you're in the final weeks of this shit. Based upon your, you know, the Holocaust. Your commander committed a crime. I can't forgive. No one of you is safe. The commander, they told my Obama, when you start seeing this thing emerge, you could say coincidence, but if there's no such thing and you keep seeing it, and we only have movie two, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to keep going and show you there's a theme as I keep going. I'm trying to get through them a little bit. There's so much explanation. But, you know, Kurt says, I have no idea what I'm supposed to do. I have no idea what I can do. They're telling you, we don't know what to do. We just know we got to do something. We're going into a dark age. The shit is called Star Trek Into Darkness. If we're going to do this, we have to do it now. They was going through some shit. He said, I told you we'll fit Spock. They was going through some shit, and Spock says, I'm not even sure that qualifies. And then the bad guy who's playing Obama, he tells Kirk, I am better. Kirk says, at what? He said, at everything. He's telling you he's a nigga, if you know what time it is. And when you, and mind you, I didn't go through this to decode it. This is just the Super Bowl advertisement that I've seen the themes, and we didn't even get past this yet because I went through what's coming out. The last Super Bowl advertisement was Fast and Furious 6. In that, they bring Letty back from the dead. Why is this significant? Because you just seen Baron Samedi, the ancestors. They're telling you they need to become a part of this ancestor realm. The ancestor realm is what's rising up, the golden age. So in this one, they're bringing her back, and he says we're chasing them across 12 countries, 12 Zodiac. They said the crew was taking that. They took down an entire military complex. What they're talking about, the White House. And it says also, do you believe in ghosts? Talking about the ancestors after you've seen the Baron Samedi thing. All right, so those were the three from the Super Bowl. So this is when the spirit told me, okay, they got a darkness theme. Let me investigate this shit. They have a movie called Oblivion coming out. Tom Cruise. In the trailer, they show you his job is to resurrect technology. He said there was a war on Earth years ago. He said we won it. The humans won. They refer to themselves as the humans. He said we're trying to rebuild. In the movie, he's rebuilding technology because, remember, technology is their spirituality. He's rebuilding technology. He goes into this underworld where, of course, he finds Mr. Morgan Freeman, and Morgan Freeman is already lighting up cigars, playing the role of the devil or the same Baron Samedi energy. So, now again, we didn't see the movie, so I don't know how far it's going to go, but the tagline, what they're showing you, is Tom Cruise goes in the underworld And it seems like he finds out that he is not of the he's not an original man. He finds out basically the origins of himself, which is the origin of the white man in it. Let me see if I wrote anything up. Right, it says Tom Cruise, a veteran assigned to extract Earth's remains, his resources begin to question what he knows about the mission and himself. So basically, he goes into the underworld and find out. Basically, he was created by Yakub. That's what it looks like. Another movie, Olympus Has Fallen. First of all, we have to understand.
With Angela Bassett, yeah.
And Morgan Freeman again. Now, this is one I've seen.
Yeah.
This is one I've seen. Before I seen it, this is what it looked like. First of all, the Titans have risen. You got to understand what that means. The Titans, all right, we like to call ourselves gods. But if you study the deeper occult, the gods are actually some later day shit. Before the gods, and you can do it through Kabbalah. If you look at the Kabbalistic tree of life, there's this upper triad, Kepha, Chokmah, and Bina. Those are actually considered Titans, Saturn. Below that is considered the Sifras of formation, six of them. And those are actually considered the gods. In Greek mythology, Chronozone would swallow his kids until his wife, Rhea, passed him a stone while he thought he was swallowing Zeus. She then hid Zeus. Zeus grew up, made Cronos his father, throw up the rest of his children, and threw him in the underworld. That's what you've seen in Hades and Zeus fighting together one of them newer Titan movies that just came out last summer or whatever. So, in Kabbalah, that said as the first Sifra under the abyss is Chesed, which is Jupiter. And Jupiter in Rome is Zeus. And all the rest of the gods is the world of formation. Malkuth, the last Sifra, is where the Titans are, which is us. So we are the parents of the gods, the Titans. Your soul is that same. If you've seen that movie, they had Cronos bound in this underground chamber. Or even if, what's the other movie, which was very good, with that crazy motherfucking Mickey Rourke was in it, where they were, where the Titans got the fuck out. I'm saying that shit was off the, I might watch that shit again this week. The Titans got out. They was doing a whole bunch of shit where the Titans were getting out for a hot minute. And I can't remember what was going on because, again, the
Immortals?
Movie,
the Immortals?
Yeah, the Immortals. They were doing a whole bunch of shit where the Titans were getting free around, I can't remember what time it was. Something was happening because the movies are synchronized to counteract what's going on in this world. So Cronos, you see Cronos bound to this underworld, which is represented your soul bound to the human body or Earth. There's nothing on Earth happy about being born here. There's nothing that's this shit is the source of your misery. Just because you get a smile out here don't mean nothing. And there's niggas who smile in jail, but they still in jail. You get what I'm saying? The object is ultimately to go beyond jail and never come back. You know what I'm saying? And that's not my opinion of it. That's just that's basic study. Like I said, if everyone's all Egyptian, that's what the Egyptians are talking about clearly. Every goddamn hieroglyph is about how to die and not come back. What was they talking about it? I ain't never seen an Egyptian talk about, you know what I'm saying? Woo, glad you here. It's like, how the fuck do you get out? You get what I'm saying? That's the science. Because if you don't know you a slave, if you cannot conceptualize this in comparison to something greater, because you're not able to feel anything greater, then you don't know. Then I could see your fucking conundrum. You get what I'm saying? I can see your conundrum. The more spiritual work you do, the more you have a broader realization of how it is, what it is in lack that you are being here. You get what I'm saying? And the idea is, if you look at Coming to America, Semi represented Akeem semi-consciousness that kept him knowing where he was from. We need a manicure. We need to fix this place up. And Akeem is telling him the other side, I'm supposed to be a poor man. I'm playing a role now. You get what I'm saying? I'm supposed to be a poor man down here. You get what I'm saying? But he's like, no, we need, Jaffa Jopa came, which represented the return of the father, return of Osiris. My son works. Where is this? You get what I'm saying? Semi's fucking punishment was to get your ass in the tub with these hoes. Yes, your majesty. You get what I'm saying? This is the place of utter lack. This is proof after proof. This is not something you come to opinion. This is being said. And like I said, there's nothing that says great. I can give you one Gnosticism book that talks about all of Gnosticism, and you will be, and there's people in my class, because I don't go into, I speak on Gnosticism, but recommend books. And there's people who's come back from class who is straight yoga, vegetarian, sitting in my class eating goddamn green peppers raw, and just feeling the earth vibration. They read that Gnosticism shit. They started opening up Snickers and Tootsie Rolls and shit that I had on my desk. You get what I'm saying? They said, I get it. You know what I'm saying? This pretending, this idea I had is one that's manufactured. It's a manufactured idea, something that's been taught to me. No one is questioning that. So this is what the occultism, this is what the cult thing does for you. It allows you to question where it is you are and realize on a broader spectrum. The same way Harriet Tubman said, I could have freed more only if they knew they were slaves. You don't know you're a slave. It's just more cosmic than it is physical. Olympus has fallen. Disgraced President Guard Mike Bannon finds himself trapped inside the White House in the wake of a terrorist attack. Using his knowledge, Bannon works as the natural security to rescue the president from his kidnappers. Now, I seen this movie this weekend. Very scientific. First and foremost, the president and the vice president are gone. The Speaker of the House is Morgan Freeman, and the responsibility goes for them. Then they just show you it shifts to a black man. Angela Bassett was by his side. They just showed you Michelle Obama. Those two were running the whole show. You automatically knew they was Michelle and Obama. If you better mute your computers if you want to go see this movie, and this is a spoiler. They had to activate.
Yes, yes, yes.
They had to activate this thing called Cerebus, which is Cerebus. Cerebus is a three-headed dog, a titan. Used to be 50-headed dog because it stood for the 50 cycles of Sirius. Then it became this three-headed dog, like most things that were 50-headed became three-headed. It used to be the 50 oarsmen. Then it became the three goddesses in the solstice boat because it was always symbolic of Sirius. Basically, Cerebus is Anubis or the dog star. So it was three of them, three codes they needed, which was the three-headed dog or Sirius. In the end, of course, this dude was trying to set it off. They had to shut it down. What they showed you was them shutting down Sirius. Simple as that. They symbolically got Morgan and what's her name there? As Michelle and Obama. And then y'all could imagine the drama from there. All symbolic of Michelle and Obama and this nigga rescuing the White House to get the real president back in the office because these niggas was fucking shit up. You get what I'm saying? At the end of the day. All symbolic. Now, they also have Morgan makes the statement, I'm going to open the gates of hell, which is another symbolic of releasing the titans and so on and so forth. Now, Morgan Freeman is in another movie called Now You See Me, Now You Don't. FBI tracks a team of illusionists. They got these illusionists now. When they talk about illusionists, they're talking about the white man. The white man represents the magician, but the illusionist. That's his symbology. We represent the real magician. They did a lot of that in the movies. There was a few movies with Hugh Jackman. They did like three in a row. The Fountain, something like The Illusionist, and something else. But they kept going, you know, real magic? Yeah, real magic. as opposed to this illusion shit, because they're illusion. And when we get to Oz, we'll tell you about the illusion, him being the master of illusion. So they track these illusionists. First thing he says, the first rule of magic is always be the smartest guy in the room. They're talking about the black man. The more you think you see, the easier it is to fool you. That's the Illuminati shit that you niggas been going through forever. One of the so-called tricks of the Illuminati, which is nothing but the powers that be, is to show you all that shit. It's called to hide something in your face. To hide something in your face. So the more you think you see, the easier it is to fool you. So the more you think you uncovering on goddamn, you think the Illuminati, if the Illuminati was doing what they're doing, you think they'll let Facebook go on? Did you ever think about that shit? I mean, YouTube go on? If the Illuminati is the Illuminati, they say, wait a minute, I think YouTube is exposing us. Shut it down. You get what I'm saying? It's not happening. So the more you think you see, the easier it is to fool you. And then Morgan Freeman says, whatever the grand trick is, it was designed a long time ago. Talking about niggas now. He said, what will follow is really amazing. That's called Now You See Me, Now You Don't. So now, this is yet another movie talking about the illusionary world is over, and they're talking about giving money back to the poor in this movie, like the shit that they stole, giving it back. So this is all about niggas getting their riches back. Remember I said they're also apologizing to us as well. G.I. Joe retaliation. G.I. Joe is not only fighting for their mortal enemy, Cobra, they are forced to contend with the threats within government that jeopardize their very existence. Yet again, they're talking about Obama. Getting them saying, Kundalini people represent Cobra. Even back in the days when they were talking about Cobra, they were talking about niggas. That's the Kundalini people. In the goddamn trailer, they drop a whole Cobra flag over the goddamn White House. They're saying, look, the Kundalini or the Naga now lives in the White House, and it's up to us good old Americans, we got to call on Bruce Willis, old ass, to get this shit back. All symbolic. So they're showing Cobra take over the White House. They say this is the tagline. What if the president really isn't the president? Therein lies the game. The great and powerful Oz, a small-time magician, arrives in an enchanted land and is forced to decide that if he'll be good, a good man, or a great one. This movie, which I did see, which was very, very fucking terrible. Did you see this yet, Blue? Hello? What
movie is that?
Oh, Oz.
Oh, Oz. No, Oz I haven't seen. I've seen the previews of it, but I haven't watched the movie yet.
Ted, this is about this dude who's the master of illusion who has to go to this world. It's based on the books. Who has to go to this world, and basically he bullshits these people with illusion. Nothing but the white man. And they keep pointing out this hat, this top hat, which was nothing but Barisani. He's going, you're going to need this hat. You're going to need this hat. It's the power of Barisani. It was the power of that Baron Samedi, but basically he fools all these people with illusion. Now, what Bobby seen in this movie was, he liked the movie, but, you know, it's easy to get him to like a movie. And but he said it was apologizing because the white man had to go to the black man to get help with this illusion. And he kept bringing up Thomas Edison, and he said, no, that motherfucker, they was apologizing to goddamn Louis Latimer. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, oh, okay. You know what I'm saying? That's perhaps. Because, you know what I'm saying, they have been apologizing a lot, blah, blah, blah. Okay, another movie, The Incredible Burt Wonderstone, another movie about magic and illusion. I've seen this movie. When a street magician's stunts begin to make his show look stale, super magicians Burt Wonderstone and Anton Marvinton try to salvage on their act, their friendship, by staging their own daring stunt. Throughout the movie, what they find out is they have to update their magic act. They had to check their ego and get back to the basics. They're talking about nothing but the white man. This dude had an ego, was getting so much pussy because of his magic act, his illusionary act. So he had to go back to the drawing board, basically, to get back on top. And he had to go back to actually the kids to start winning the kids over. So basically, it's a retraining of the kids. And in the grand finale, the grand trick was they had to put the audience to sleep to do their last trick. They had to put them to sleep. So their whole goal was to try to put the audience back to sleep. So they did this. And so what we have is this also this theme of these magicians coming back, these illusionists coming back, trying to gain their power. Because remember, this powers that be is nothing but an illusion. You get what I'm saying? Nothing but an illusion. You have the new Superman coming out, Man of Steel. A young journalist raised by his adopted parents on Earth infancy, dying Krypton, finds himself positioned to save humankind. Humankind. They use those words after Earth is attacked. Now, this one was interesting because this is a very darker Superman. And you got to remember, Superman is their bread and butter. And they tried to go to the dude failed with the last Superman because we know Superman is supposed to be Jesus, but he went too hard with it. And even the average Joe is going to look, stop being Jesus. You know what I'm saying? So what this is talking about when you watch the trailer is they're actually – the true Superman is the black man, no doubt, in our powers. And you hear his stepfather telling him, which the stepfather represents the white man talking to the black person now. He's become your father in the West. You pay rent to him. Stop kidding yourself. It said it tells him you have to keep this side of yourself secret. You know, this is a black man. I have so many questions. Where do I come from? That S on the Superman's chest is for Sirius. You niggas are going to get it after the show. You have to decide what kind of man you want to grow up to be, Clark. Whoever that man is, he will change the world. Then they show Superman in handcuffs being persecuted by humans. That's nothing but the black man. If the world was found out who I... He said, if the world found out who I really am, they would reject me. They talking about the black man. If they found out you was really fucking Osiris, they would reject you. Another line in the trailer, the world isn't ready. Mind you, like, these are just trailers. You get what I'm saying? So I can only tell you what they're intending to do, but you never know how the movies are going to turn out. Reincarnated by Snoop Doggy Dogg.
Yeah, he was here in Austin, yeah.
what time is the show over? One or two?
We still have, let's see, it's almost 12 there. We still have about an hour and 7 minutes before the after hour.
Before the after hour, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to get into Snoop. Let's play our second
Snoop Dogg,
song.
Right.
I'm going to go to the bathroom, come back. We're going to keep going. And, you know, we're going to go into the after hours, but,
all right.
You know, I'm going to get a little break in now and we'll keep going.
All right. That's what's up. Yeah, that's really tight. Snoop Dogg was here for Southwest by Southwest, and they previewed his reincarnation. Yeah, that movie he has coming out. We're going to take a break here. We're live in the remix with Brother Panic and, of course, your host, me, Miss Blue. And so here you go, you guys. You can stop. You can go ahead and get yourself up. Let's see. Let's play this other song here that we have. Hold on, you guys. Live in the remix. Finding it here on the playlist. You guys, 646-652-2711 is the number to call if you guys want to get on the phone line. And here we go. We're going to take a little break here, and we'll be right back.
Never feeling
Break on. All right. So we got Snoop Dogg Resurrection. All right. They show a documentary about Snoop Dogg traveling to Jamaica and the Rastafari. I already see niggas just faking and all that shit. Who gives a shit? You know what I'm saying? Like, I thought he was a fake dog.
Right, right.
It doesn't even fucking matter. But It's how they're going to see something like this, is what we're talking about, at least tonight, how it comes off. Now, we need to understand classically, and I talked about this before, that when you see movies like, from your era, more or less, Rise, from my era, it was Wild Style. There was a gay movie, even Paris is Burning, and I'm missing a couple. But that's enough to tell you, those are actually surveillance movies. They are watching what it is you're doing, what it is happening. So when Wild Style came out, that's technically the first rap movie where it's authentic. Fab Five Freddy basically takes a white woman through the ghetto and shows her about rapping, breakdancing, and popping. And in real life, that's why Fab Five Freddy was on MTV, while everybody, all of his peers were saying, how the fuck did he get this? I said, well, no, because symbolically he was rewarded for doing that movie. The movie Rise, where they showed the clowning and the crumping and explained it all and told everybody they want to be ballet dancers, they showed that one thing, and they made it clear in that movie. They showed a scene where they went to this African village and showed niggas doing the crump dance. Even the niggas who was doing the crump was going, oh, shit, I just never knew that. Wait a minute. You never knew that this crump thing, there was an African tribe that did this crump dancing, but why was these white people who did the film able to research that? Why were they researching that? How did they find that? Why were they looking for that? You get what I'm saying? Because they're constantly looking for something in you to be reincarnated. some consciousness. The most dangerous thing that Snoop Dogg said, which I was like, niggas would hope this shit don't catch on. I've been at the top since I started. I've had rap songs that will never die. No disrespect, I'm tired of rapping. I'm like, oh, God, thank you. I can't wait for niggas to say that. You got to remember, whenever we created a music form, when we got tired of it, we moved the fuck on and created a new one. Rap is the shit that's been sitting around for 30 fucking years. Why? Because psychologically, they went, so while they stopped getting us with Elvis taking over shit, you know what I'm saying? See, because that's what they would do. They would hit us with Elvis or fucking Dave Koz and you know, Yanni and all that shit. And so we would say, all right, they got it now, let's move on. They're doing it now, let's move on. And there's always something that they can't keep up with because we were fooled into believing that rap is somehow our thing that's unscathed. They didn't hit us with the Elvis. The music is steadily degraded. And it has now become a corporate bitch. It is predictable, all of it. It is predictable. It is not creative. It is designed to be catchy, and it is catchy. That's why you find yourself saying it. It's designed to say the same fucking statement. I'm the shit. I got money. I get girls or I get boys. There's nothing profound. There's nothing that even challenges the mind. There's nothing that even entertains a creative mind in it. And, you know, I mean, I'm not the only one to say that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
like,
right.
You know, it's not just me saying it because my personal thing. I could listen to any fucking music as long as the motherfucker's trying. Because I've sat and listened with my stepsons, what they listen to. I'm like, well, that motherfucker is a little bit more creative than that motherfucker, but they all kind of suck. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
He's just out here trying to function. And I'm not just going on my New York and I like rap shit.
No, it is what it is. That's true. You know yeah, I mean? It is going to change though. It's taken a while, but it's going to be a whole new era that is coming out. A lot of it is here, I believe. But yeah, that old stuff is over. So I loved it.
Well, I mean, on the other hand of it, working. I had one idea when I was making records. When I worked at record labels, that was it. First of all, in any business, they're looking for a business model. So, for instance, that's new music when, because you hear niggas, we're going to take it over, we're going to do this. That's like me going to the Twinkie factory going, I got a hot idea for you. It's called holistic. They're going, no, nigga, we figured out how to make Twinkies. We have a formula now, and we are not going to stray for something that we know works. Ain't no reason to it.
Right.
Who's challenging this? So for instance, for years that was the big deal. Black people were
right.
Creative. And it was always, look, y'all guys are creative, but we don't know how to market creativity. So it has to sound like this. It has to sound like that. So we know who to call and where to play it. If it doesn't sound like that, we don't know who to sell it to or how to sell it.
Right.
So the record company's struggle was always to get something. It's an LL Cool J with a bit of salt and pepper. That's how they would do it, to market it. So their whole thing was to get you the crossover, to give you a straight sound. The only one that successfully did that and still had good music, I don't want to say the only one, but someone who did it was called Motown. That's why it was so big. It was all cookie-cutter shit. And it was all cookie cutter shit, and it was, but it still managed to keep a quality, even though it had what they call the Motown sound. So now you had a sound that was definitely working, like Puffy, and he could just reinvent. He could just do the same records over and over with different artists, and people were going for it. That's a very hard task, and to keep it interesting. It's still creative. So that's what's failed now. So everything is that same rhythm, same beat, because what they're trying to do is keep it in what's marketable now. It sounds like that, so it'll work. You get what I'm saying? And, you know, you're going on for days, but people are taking back, they have to bypass record labels. The record labels can no longer make the standard.
They're going to crumble. They're going to eventually crumble. Yeah.
Well, nobody's buying records anyway. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, when's the last time you went and bought a CD? You get what I'm saying?
For real.
So all that shit they telling you that they're selling records now is fucking a fantasy as well. It's just popular because it's on MTV. And really, all the other marketing things is what's working. But record companies are still going under because who would buy a CD? They said that shit in a Facebook movie. The little dude who did Napstar said, I won. And the dude from Facebook said, you didn't win. They sued you and they won. He said, no, I won. When's the last time you seen anybody in Tower Records buying a fucking CD? I said, God damn, that was profound.
Yeah.
There's no Best Buy is the only shit doing it right now. Walmart, selling you hot thing over Walmart. So long story short, the whole thing would have to change and it could be more personal. Now, the whole idea of a record company was, you're really signing the contract. This is your music, but you're giving us the right to exploit it all around the world. Now, shit, there's 10 million hits on goddamn, ain't nobody got time for that. So signing a record deal, ain't nobody got time for that. Ain't nobody got time for that. You know what I'm saying? I heard Sean King Cook was telling me there was some nigga who had like 5 million followers. 500,000, I believe, followers on Facebook from his little comedy skits. YouTube, from his comedy skits. He said Chris Rock and them niggas, all them niggas came at him, gave him contracts and gave him money, gave him an ill house. He's on YouTube showing, yo, I thought this YouTube line, nothing like Hollywood money. They bought out all his YouTube shit. They said, fuck you, nigga, because they just to shut him down because they're giving these niggas competition. YouTube stars are coming up. Listen, 5 million records on Chocolate Rain. I mean, 50 million hits on Chocolate Rain and Why Must I Cry and all that number shit, all that down in the D. That's more than Michael Jackson sold. That's a lot of fucking attention. If they could figure out a way to sell that shit, they are. Now, they're doing it with commercials, and you see these niggas making appearances and all of that kind of shit. But it's very, like as Blue is pointing out, in a very small time, they're going to say, I get it. What the fuck I need a record label for? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
What do I need it for? Because their whole point was to get it in places where you couldn't reach. There was no media or means of doing that until the fucking internet. The internet was the beginning of the end for them. They say, out of darkness into the light. They say, the prodigal son returns. They say, he's in need of a different path. So they're making a point in this documentary of telling you God has returned. From darkness into light. Jesus has returned. They're telling you that shit. You get what I'm saying? So it's not so much how we know he's to be fake. You got to understand the impact or the psyche of something like that. Snoop Dogg said this. He was doing his little bow, wow, wow shit. He said, Bill Gates, I can't remember, two other motherfuckers on the same level of like a Bill Gates. He said, them niggas in the audience shaking their ass, wow, 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 yippee-yo, yippee-yay. He said, it occurred to him, what if I was actually saying something? I got these niggas into my shit like that. What if I actually had something to say? I don't give a fuck, Snoop Lion, Dog, whatever the fuck he calls himself, that process of revelation or light coming in the golden age, that's dangerous. You get what I'm saying? Snoop Dogg saying, I've been at the top since I started. I have rap songs that will never die. No disrespect, but I'm tired of rapping. That's dangerous because he's telling you, while we think we own rap and rap is our thing, rap has been a multi-billion-dollar industry for them, not us.
Yes, for them, yes.
So when we go, I'm tired of rapping, that's more scarier than whatever you think you're writing in your fucking room with your rap. Give a fuck what you're writing about Nefertiti and pineals and shit. Yeah, I'm going to set the world on fire when they hear my hot pineal rap. They don't give a fuck about that bullshit. They know that shit ain't going no fucking where. When you say I'm tired of rapping, that means you have opened the gateway for something else to come in. And that's sitting talking about from darkness into light, So if that revelation is what they're scared of, because those are the revelations of the golden age. So symbolically, Snoop Dogg doing that, you know what I'm saying, whether we believe he's a real Rasta or really in this or whatever, just him doing the change is very inspirational as a symbol. And they're there watching that shit. Like I said, Wild Style, Rise, all of these movies were surveillance videos to show you what gods are doing, what's emerging out of these people. So I see that for that. There's a movie called The Croods coming out. The world's very first prehistoric family goes on a road trip to an uncharted, fantastical world. Oh, you already know what that shit is. Any niggas from the cave, you already know what they're talking about. Their world is ending, and they see this brand new world that they must move to. It says, we have been in the caves forever. He said, 3 days is not forever. They're talking about third dimension. You get what I'm saying when they say 3 days? And they're talking about resurrection. They stuck in the caves for 3 days. They're trying to resurrect themselves. Our world is about to change. back to the caves, motherfucker. It said, the world is ending. We need to find a cave. Now, you got to understand, when the world went through its last polarity change, they found that there were caves in Peru, I believe it was. And they found that people went to these caves to survive this whole world cataclysmic thing. So he's saying the world is ending. It's about to be a cataclysm. We need to find a new cave. The Croods, talking about white folks. Jack the Giant Slayer, which I've seen. Of course, the story itself is a Kundalini story. It's the story in the Bible of the Nephilim, the Nephilim, who were the giants. I couldn't find the purple book where I wrote and took notes on it. I don't know where I put it. I just didn't feel like looking for it upstairs. I kind of remember that when I was reading it, it came to me that the Nephilim and the giants, when they say these giants walk the earth, they were talking about your pineal gland and pineal activity. Eventually, they said now they can communicate with giants in the dream world, which is nothing but you having the dream works or the meditations to communicate with the pineal. So when you watch Jack the Giant Slayer, basically these two worlds were together. And if you understand the Necronomicon, they talk about Nyarlathotep, which I linked to the pineal gland. He's the great messenger of the elder gods, of the great old ones. And his whole thing is to destroy or eat humanity. And so the same thing, these giants that eat humanity, your pineal gland, once activated, it shuts down your humanity. So yet another example, when I'm telling you this shit is not about raising up humanity, Jack in the Beanstalk is these fairy tales are based upon older mythologies. And these giants represent this older or higher world. You get what I'm saying? The Beanstalk represents Kundalini. The beans represents your chakra system. So all this, my wonderful chakras and all of that, what you're really talking about is fucking planting a beanstalk and let these giants come down and eat your humanity. That's what that shit means. That's what the fuck they're telling you. So while we loving our chakras, we need to understand, no, you're talking about giving up something. You're talking about raising, the chakras are a ladder. You're talking about raising them up to climb to where? The land of the giants, pineal gland. So these giants come to earth and blah, 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 blah. And you already know what that is. Let me see. I have something here. Okay, that's this movie. There's another movie called Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs, Part 2. Flint Lockwood now works at the Live Corp Company for Idol Chester the Fifth, but he's forced to leave his post when he learns that his most infamous machine is still operational and is churning out menacing food-animal hybrids. When you watch the movie, they bounce, they come back to this land, and all these fucked-up foods are out there. This is talking about the straight GMO food that you eat now. And they themselves are saying, look, we need to shut that shit down. Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs, Part 2. White inventors, they create this hybrid food animal. So they got a shrimp pansy, a taco dial, and mosquitoes and all this kind of shit. So they have to come back and shut down this generic food machine. And there are people who have been saying that now. They've been going, even white folks been going hard at this GMO because it is just too out of control, to the point where they said that Aldi, Trader Joe, and Whole Foods rejected some cloned salmon. Just the mere fact that Trader Joe and fucking Whole Foods were offered or sit down at a table for with some cloned salmon ass motherfuckers is scary within itself. All right, there's a movie coming out called After Earth, Will Smith and his son, a Horus and Osiris story, Crash Landing, Jaden Smith's father, his name is Cypher, which is, since Cypher will be Osiris sometimes too, though, you know, or Lucifer, you get what I'm saying? Will Smith stranded on Earth a thousand years, he said this is Earth a thousand years later, and it says, everything on Earth has now evolved to kill humanity. So they basically tell you, this is probably going to be terrible because it's an M. Night Shyamalan movie. And they tell, and you know, in the movies, like, you must get to the back of the ship. You must journey at a certain centimeters to the back of the ship to get this light. All he's talking about symbolically is you must go down to the base with these animals, lower chakras, to activate the light, Kundalini, so we can go home. Because all M. Night Shyamalan knows how to do is Kundalini stories. But the entire Earth has now raised up to attack humanity. You get what I'm saying? So they come back a thousand years later. Everything has evolved to fuck up niggas. As soon as they see humans, tear their asses up. This is, and this is obviously talking about humans.
Right.
His father is injured in the movie. Throughout the movie, you hear him talking about. You know, he's talking to his son most of the time. This represents your this represents the Osiris giving the Horus thing and so on and so forth. There's a movie called Pacific Rim coming out. This is a straight Necronomicon story. When alien attacks threatens Earth's existence, giant robots plotted by humans are deployed to fight off this menace. They say lines, the monsters are in the Pacific Ocean. If anybody knows the Necronomicon, one of the end world predictions, the Necronomicon or the Cthulhu mythos, Cthulhu sleeps at the bottom of the oceans. If you know the mythology, it represents the black man's soul that rises up as these monsters. And they only represented as monsters because they're only monsters in comparison to humanity. So humanity is looked at as, say your primal stuff is looked at in mythology as monsters, the same as these titans are looked at as monsters, something as that's before creation. These gods are the ones that are dressed up in golden suits and are beautiful because they represent creation, and humanity is a product of creation. What is in you is older than creation, therefore it is represented as this monster. And if you want to make it more practical, and I teach this in my class, the monsters represents your natural urges, shit that you would do, but your humanity told you it's not right to do. Somebody cuts you off in driving, you really want to ram the back of your car, you know what I'm saying? But you know better. You know what I mean? Because humanity is telling you not to do it. When you was a kid, you used to talk to your moms, if you was that daring a nigga, give me cookies now, bitch, until she straightened that shit out. You know what I'm saying? You would eat ice cream every day if you didn't have a consequence. One girl was in my class. You know something? You're right, because every time my son walks up to somebody young, he's just grabbing for their titties. I had to teach him not to grab for the titties. You know, yo, stupid, give me some soda. You know what I mean? Until you had to check his ass. So, and that's just, that's a real quick way of saying we have these urges, but we're taught to stifle these urges. You would tell your grandmother to shut up every day until somebody told you, well, she's an elder. You get what I'm saying? And you're supposed to act this way and respect your mother. Tell you a thousand times, say thank you, say please, thank you. So basically, for years you've been trained or indoctrinated into human behavior, what not to do. But you know you've thought about biting a chunk out of somebody's face. You know what I mean? A time or two for skipping you in the line. You know what I mean? That type of thing. And I'm only maybe bad examples, but I guess I'm sure you understand the point that you have these monstrous urges. Watch porno. you know, all the rest of this kind of stuff. You know what I'm saying? We could give, I was telling everybody today, if it was free, I would give everybody titty greeting. Hello. Every woman I see, how you doing? Just grab their titty. Nice to meet you. Don't worry, I'm a professional. You get what I'm saying? I would do this every day, but you know there's a consequence to it. And what has stifled that is your humanity. It's cultivated you from just doing what the fuck you wanted to do. So when H.P. Lovecraft is talking about these monsters or these titans that are locked down, they're talking about these urges that are locked down. When you don't have a body or this fake idea of morality, you do these things because the mind is all and the all is mind. You do these things and you create this heaven for yourself. And it could be whatever you delight because it's only in your own mind. Therefore, there's no other entity that you're harming. You get what I'm saying? Or there's nothing that's harming you in this life without a body. So these monsters become normal on the other side. On Earth, they become these monsters and cyclops and medusas. Medusa is nothing but raw kundalini energy. Cyclops is nothing but the pineal gland. You get what I'm saying? Hydra is nothing but the subconscious mind. You know what I mean? You can go on and on for days, but it's the primal version of it before it became this beautiful goddess that the pineal gland is now, you know, Hefertiti and Osiris really, you know, is this and Heru is really that and so on and so forth. That's the later day version or the cultivated versions of these energies. The primal versions are the monstrous older versions of these entities. So what mostly white folks are scared of is that primal kundalini coming out, that primal, which is Shakti energy, that primal pineal force, that primal aspect of that melanin to start to come out and reign supreme. So in Pacific Realm is a straight Necronomicon story. And they say things like to fight monsters, we become monsters. Today we face monsters who are at our door. We are canceling the apocalypse. So they're talking, all of this is symbolic of the black man. All of this is talking about your energy. And in fact, because I've seen Olympus Must Fall, or Olympus Has Fallen, they're telling you, if Olympus has fallen, it's the Olympians who are the gods that put the Titans in the underworld. They're telling you it has fallen. Ain't like Olympus will fall, it has fallen. And they fuck up the White House. All symbolic, when they fucked up the White House in this movie, they show you Morgan Freeman and Angela Bassett running it. You subconsciously, you thinking Obama and Michelle. When they do this shit, it is all fucked up, and they fucked the White House up. I'm like, God damn. You know what I'm saying? This shit was funny. They dragging the first, one of the secretary, the white lady out, about to kick her ass. She's like, I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. We laughing our asses off. Everybody in the movie theater going, what's wrong with y'all? And then in the end, when the white man went, saved the White House, got a bunch of niggas clapping. Wee! Don't even know it's the symbol of your oppression or whatever. They just clapping and enjoying themselves to death. And I'm like, why? Because you're working against your subconscious. You get what I'm saying? It subconsciously attacked you. You don't even know what the fuck you're cheering for. In the movie, the terrorist is Korean in this movie. And he talks about what America has done in South Korea versus North Korea, and he wants his freedom. But if you really listen to him, they've been doing that kind of shit to your ass, violating you to your ass, and you still cheering for it. You don't even realize that. You get what I'm saying? Wait a minute, maybe some real, you know what I mean? It's just all in presentation and so on and so forth. Straight mind control. The Lone Ranger is coming out in it. Tonto gives this white man everlasting life again to give him a do-over, basically. And in his do-over, he's fighting for justice this time as the Lone Ranger. So this represents the white man getting a second chance. There's a movie called Upside Down, Adam and Eden. That's Adam and Eve. Fall in love despite the fact that they lived in two twined worlds with gravitation that pulls them in opposite directions. 10 years after a forced separation, Adam sets out on a dangerous quest to reconnect with his love. So, I mean, this is basically an Adam and Eve story. They live on this dual world one world is goes one way. So when it who's ever other world is upside down. The movie looks real interesting. But when they do Adam and Eve, they're talking about the union of polarity. That's why one is this way and one is that way. They're talking about the feminine and the masculine coming together, and it's coming together for them because they need to come together in this new union. They're always looking. That's why every week there's a new love story with white people, because they're really trying to get this primal union going. You get what I'm saying? They're trying to get a synchronicity, this androgynous synchronicity that we have naturally and forgot all about, because we're the ultimate template of the primal couple. We have and forgot all about. They're trying to get that shit popping, and they have to symbolically show it over and over and over again to become that dual, to the point where they're naming themselves goddamn Adam and Eden. You get what I'm saying? So that it looks like, so it's the same agenda. They're still trying to get their shit popping. It started a little bit early with the Dark Knight Rises. That was a whole Kundalini story. In the end, the whole movie series was all about falling and getting up. And it was a Kundalini story. They threw him down the hole. He had to climb that hole without the rope. His spine was broke. He had to fix his spine. That was a Kundalini thing. So eventually he blew up in a blaze of glory, and it represented him going in the afterlife when Alfred seen him in the spirit world with the goddess Sekhmet and all the rest of this shit. So they was already starting right before they're going to give you all the new movies for the summer and this year. And I only went up to the summer with when they started with the Dark Knight Rises. The Dark Knight is the black man, or the Osiris Rises. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
There's a movie called The Host. When an unseen enemy threatens mankind, taking over the bodies, erasing their memories, Melanie will risk everything to protect the people she cares about the most, proving that love can conquer all in a dangerous new world. So in the movie, her name is Melanie. Melanie is melanin. So melanin wakes up trying to get people to remember. So this whole movie, these people are taking over. It's like Invasion of the Body Snatchers, and they forgot who they are. So you have these drones walking around, and they're talking about the black folks of the day, and Melanie or Melanin is trying to wake them up. So we'll see, based upon how the movie goes, what they're saying symbolically about Melanin, maybe what they're trying to do to Melanin or going to try to do to Melanin, because there's still the forces that are still trying to, ignorant enough to try to shut niggas down. You can see niggas is taught. What you see with all the movies that are coming out this summer and a little bit before the summer is that they're counteracting Obama. They're talking about, oh shit, we at the end, or they apologizing to niggas, or as always, they're having commentary on niggers. So the last movie is Warm Bodies. He's dead, but he's getting warmer. That's what it says on the shit. He's dead, but he's getting warmer. What they talking about warmer? Kundalini. After a highly unusual zombie saves Julie from attack, the two form a relationship that sets in motion the sequence of events that might transform his entire life's world. So basically, the zombie begins to wake the fuck up. They're telling you what's happening with niggas, and they're telling you it's the woman that raises the nigga back up in Warm Bodies. The Django, Jackie Robinson, Red Tails, all of these apologetic movies. So there you have it. In the movies, oh, I didn't get to Thor. Thor, the Dark World. It's called Thor, the Dark World. Thor battles the ancient rare dark elves led by Malekith, threatens the, you know, ancient dark elves. The end. They're also in darkness now. They plunge in the so-called universe. They're trying to plunge the universe into darkness. Means they must come out of it, must mean they come into the light. So basically, if their universe goes into darkness, that means what was considered the dark realm now comes into the light. So when they're talking about this constant thing of Man of Steel being dark, Thor the darkness, Star Trek darkness, Into the Darkness, when Iron Man has this dark theme, Fast and Furious, they're bringing this girl back from the dead. This movie seems to be all about Letty in this one. Olympus Has Fallen, Oblivion, things like this, Reincarnated, Pacific Rim. These themes of darkness that tell, and they keep telling about their race going into darkness. That means the opposite polarity is coming in the light. Therefore, this golden age is upon us, folks, and there's nothing we can do but enjoy this golden bath of showers if your mind is lined up with it. If you're still talking that old shit, you're going to suffer with that. You get what I'm saying? You're going to suffer with that. So you really have to shift your mindset to what's going on here. All right, so that's that, and maybe we could ask a couple of questions or whatever. And I guess, you know, again, the classes are getting ready to start. You need to hit me up about these classes immediately. This is what you want to do with your life. Herb packs, all the rest of that stuff is going down. Classes now, classes more than ever. This shit right here is saving niggas' asses, these classes. So I can't speak enough on it. But what I can tell you is, certain people who took the class, they allow you to email them and ask them how the class went. So you don't have to take it from me. I don't have to oversell it. You could just talk to the people who took the class and I'll allow them to let you know what they got out of it. You get what I'm saying? So you can come on, dude. We're about to start a new cycle. Those who already paid. You know what I'm saying? I'm about to contact you this week. If you have a herb pack, don't worry. I'm about to do a mass mailing. My European folks, a mass mailing. About to catch up on all shit on point. So now's an excellent time to be conscious. And based upon the movies that we just broke down, of what they're showing you, they're presenting to you this year. Now, you can look at it this way. It doesn't have to be a sinister plot with all of these people, because that doesn't make any sense where they line up. You got to understand there's a creative layer here on planet Earth. And each one of us goes to that layer to come back with what we call creation. Mm-hmm. And so, I remember, they're going through the creative process, so they have to go to the same layer. So that, as I pointed out in the beginning, they don't have to have a sinister agenda. They could just be going with what's in their psyche, which is the spirit world. And what's in their psyche, they're telling you what's in their psyche, what's really happening when they go to that creative world, which is we're coming in the light. They're not showing this happen to black folks. Only one so far that's in our face, Snoop Dogg. They're showing you him going through that same process, but him coming into light. They're telling you we're going into an age of darkness. There's no way this theme could be there. Fuck that shit. This is the way you're just getting five. And I named five. Thor: The Dark World. Star Trek: Into the Darkness. The Man of Steel is very fucking dark. Pacific Rim: The Long Ranger looks very dark this time. You get what I'm saying? So they dealing with this goddamn dark shit and this dead shit. So which means that's only confirmation that this golden age is upon its opposite polarity. You get what I'm saying? They're going into the age of darkness. We're coming into the age of light. We just came out the age of darkness, clearly. Now, this is not darkness as the black people. You need to understand that darkness must come into the light. That's what we're doing here. So we're bringing what was the big deal about us went into the subconscious mind, went into what it is you don't remember. Those memories are coming back online. That DNA is coming back online.
Oh,
it's coming back into the light. Is coming back into the light. And you could always tell this by the baby matrix, the microcosm of the macrocosm. The macrocosm is this world. Well, the macrocosm is this world compared to the movie world, and the cosmos compared to the Earth. But if you look at what's going on in the movie realm, which is in year to year, you can see a general theme each year. Of what they're saying, because they're going to the same spiritual place to create this creative thing. You get what I'm saying? So,
right. So
they reveal themselves even in the very way they're trying to mind control us. You get what I'm saying? They reveal themselves in the very tool they're using against us. We still can see the spirit has not left us alone. You still, if you know what you're looking for, you still can see your story in any story, because every story is actually your story. So when things look bleak and bad, you're still able to see what's going on with you if you understand and just study your shit symbolically.
That's right.
This is why I teach niggas how to do this shit in the class, how to study and understand symbols. Therefore, you don't have to rely on nothing but your own mind and your own know-how to decode what's going on. You'll be able to see exactly what's going on, and you can tell from the occult standpoint of what's happening on this planet, what's happening in this cosmos, where you at in the game. So the apocalypse did happen. It's happening now. It's just not happening with booms and bangs. And really, you only can think about booms and bangs based upon what the Bible is. And if you know Revelations is nothing but a Kundalini story, whoever said it was supposed to be booms and bangs. You know what I'm saying? There's booms and bangs happening now, depending on where you live in the fucking world.
I was going to say, we getting booms and bangs.
Right. It depends on what you live. Say happening on your block. You know what I'm saying? And they can say happening like you see in the movie. But the change is happening. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
The shift is happening. Like I said, I knew it the last time. Like I said, you can't, but this is just more confirmation of this is the state they're telling you they're in through their storytelling.
Because
movies is nothing but their mythology. So they're telling you a period in their mythology right now. And it's clear a period in their mythology right now is they're going into this place of darkness for them. You get what I'm saying? Difference is, we're not like them. We bring, really, if you get past it with their old scary asses, what's really going into darkness is their ignorance, not them. They're so sinister that they think we would do something sinister to them. But see, we remember our agenda is to bring it all into light. You get what I'm saying? Everybody can go. You get what I'm saying? You should have no interest in getting them back. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, shit, Martin Luther King told you shit that. You drag a man down, you got to be down there with him. You get what I'm saying? But that's not what we're doing. The darkness that what's going into darkness is this ignorant greed, this ignorant imbalance of world domination and suffering. You get what I'm saying? The end of this Kali Yuga. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
This is where they thrive, so they're looking for them. They ruled in this ignorance, therefore to them, they thought they was in the golden age, but they have been suffering too. They have to suffer to make somebody else suffer. You'll never get no state of peace. Still, even if you run in the world, you have to do everything to stay running the world. You know what I'm saying? If you're the champion boxer, you're in the worst position because everybody's trying to knock you the fuck out. You get what I'm saying?
Always,
So you don't really get no peace. So they don't understand what the true concept of peace is and balance. So we're actually going into the world of balance, not to get them back. And you and I know everybody, fuck that white man and that Tamahu, and then you're going to forget about that once you feel something glorified within yourself that's beyond that. You get what I'm saying? You have to realize what it is you are, and that shit is actually a small thing. Never really happened. An illusion and all the rest of that jazz you like to say when shit is going, you know what I'm saying? It becomes an illusion when shit is fucked up for you, but it becomes spiritual when shit goes your way. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Shit goes your way.
That's
oh, my God, that's so spiritual. Shit don't go your way. It's fucking illusion anyway. It ain't real.
It's an illusion.
You know what I mean? Like,
exactly.
Right. No, it's all an illusion, but the idea here is you're doing an alchemy. You get what I'm saying? You're doing an alchemy.
Do
so.
To
study, feel these things, to study, to observe at from the perspective of a scientist, and from that perspective is actually how you're supposed to be doing your work. Most people are studying this shit from the emotional perspective, and really, at the end of the day, you're hustling backwards, player. You know what I'm saying? I understand the emotional perspective that has its place, but that's you're supposed to check that out the door when you're being an occultist. You're supposed to pick that back up when you're going to buy a hero sandwich. I'm real emotional if you put mayonnaise on my bread. But I'm not emotional about teaching you some shit that you can find out yourself. You get what I'm saying? That you're here to find out by yourself. You get what I'm saying? If you either get it or you don't get it, it's on you. But please believe, we're in a place, if I was going to be frustrated, I'd be frustrated about letting you know it's in a place now, especially now, more than ever, and it was before, but where you could just go pick it up. You know what I'm saying? Ain't no resistance, ain't nothing that could stop you. before you could say it was the powers that be and all the rest of that shit.
Right.
It is done now.
Nothing.
It is done.
Absolutely nothing.
Nothing to stop you from going as far as you want to go. Before, this shit was some underground shit. You had to sneak and get. What fucked up? Now that shit is on YouTube, they don't even know who to get if they was trying to get somebody in the first place. They don't want to fuck with you. They do not want to wake up the lion. That's what happened with Snoop Dogg. Is he real and true? I don't give a fuck. I thought he was corny when he came out with that bow, wow, wow, yippee-yo shit. But
right.
Symbolic is dangerous.
Yeah.
The symbol that he represents is dangerous. He still leads a lot of niggas. I'm going to tell you this. My stepson and his girlfriend, we took him out to dinner. All that niggas put on Snoop Dogg. All that, because you know that dumb shit ain't going to fly.
Right.
So what on my iPod, perhaps, can we come to an agreement with? Snoop Dogg. So in his young age, out of everything that even existed, this nigga still knows Snoop Dogg. So I asked his girlfriend, do you know any rappers old school? Yeah, N.W.A. Like,
yeah.
I was like, Menace to Society. I feel sorry for your mother. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't believe this shit. You know, and now I just tortured them, made them listen to Fat Boys. All the way to the movies. Let me tell you, that shit was terrible, too. Like, music, because I listen to that shit, because you know you're going to say, well, their music is bad, but your music is the shit. I was thinking, our music actually was corny, but of course, when you grow up to it, the more nostalgic is better. If I just judge that shit,
yeah.
I'm saying one date when I was sitting in Kentucky Fried Chicken, you be illin'. I was like, that shit is crazy corny. And what I'll do is I'll put that shit on and just blast that shit in like Walmart's lot. You know, it's tricky to rock around, the rock around is right. It's tricky. And he like, motherfuckers be looking at me like I am fucking insane. And fucking when Buffy starts talking that playing that shit loud right now is fucking funny. I'm hungry. I was like, that shit is so corny. It made so corny. That shit is terrible. Terrible. Rolling, we can play now. Like, this shit is garbage too. But from your youth, So you're gonna love it.
Yeah.
So sometimes I excuse my stepsons because it's from their youth. They're gonna love it no matter
what. Right.
Now, I don't
know
what kind of music it is. You in the club, all that shit. You'll get used to that shit. You know what I'm saying? It's getting hot in here. You ain't gonna stop dancing.
That's right.
And I remember that's what we were talking about with house music. Like, I ain't like that shit, but we stay in the club. It's loud. Because I go to Jimmy Jazz to get my shirt, and they be playing that dumb shit. By the time I'm paying for a shirt, I'm in that motherfucker. We out here trying to function. Like, this shit is mind control, too, son. You know what I'm saying? But, like, you know, I just can't listen to it. But I can't listen to it as pleasure, but I investigate it just to see what they're listening to, because now they're trying to tell me about it more. They're like, oh, it's terrible. It's not really creative, but they figured out how to be catchy. Shine like a diamond, like a diamond. This shit's going to stick in your head like mind control. I'm using mind control, and then when you turn it all backwards, I love Satan. You know what I'm saying? It all works. But in other words, man, I mean, with some rap, hits are hits. You ain't getting past that Kane shit. But then you listen to shit like Kane, Lean On Me, and Joe Clark Got a Better Way. It's like, this shit is corny too, though. Lean On Me, you know, corny. So, like, you know, I love Satan. You know what I mean? Satan is king. So, you know, that to say, like, You know, you get a. It's from your era, so you're going to love it and say whatever. One thing I can say, stepping outside the box, you know, it's a little bit more creative. We were a little bit more creative. You know what I'm saying? That was the fourth. And like I said, I wouldn't be mad at none of this music if they was fucking creative. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I don't even care. It's just like, that's what kills me when I listen. Like, you know, this shit is just like some cookie cutter shit. And then I started to realize that was the whole plight of rap, trying to get a record company not to push you into this cookie cutter thing. And record companies hated it because they didn't know how to, so they didn't know what you were going to do next. If you remember, when they had Motown sound and they built up Marvin Gaye in the sound, Marvin Gaye said, I want to stop and do that Let's Get It On album. Remember he grew a beard and put on that rolled up hat and shit? This was radical. They didn't want to do it. Berry Gordy didn't want to do it. This scruffy look, but it worked.
Right.
He's talking political stuff now. What's going on in Vietnam and all this shit.
Yeah.
And they talk about it when you hear his documentaries, how radical this was because they had this straight cookie cutter sound. That's like Nicki Minaj doing a goddamn Public Enemy song, doing a record with Chuck D. You wouldn't even add that shit up. You get what I'm saying? This would be a career ender if it didn't work, and that wouldn't work. But it would be a career ender. You get what I'm saying? And that's because she's received a certain way. So now they are just received to the where you don't even have to think. All you need to do is just put Weezy on it, and it's a hit. You get what I'm saying? Drake on it, and say he ain't saying nothing. You know what I'm saying? I go to the store, ma, and then I come around. I feel good. I'm like, you niggas is corny with these fucking lines. I feel good like a Sprite, ma. Nigga, that's terrible. Terrible. You better turn that record around, nigga. I love Satan. I love Satan. Get your I love Satan on, kid. Oh, man, that's some terrible shit, man. I love Satan. I love Satan. But it is what it is. I don't think no grown person should be into that shit. You know what I'm saying? That shit is crazy. I love Satan. You know what I'm saying? That shit is for kids. They're speaking to a kid mentality. You know what I'm saying? And then it's just sad. But so was all our rap, too. So kid mentality. These some niggas tried. They're from Africa. It's beautiful. Africa is black. Africa is beautiful. At least they tried that shit. But it is what it is. I don't know. We're going into the overtime. I don't know if you want to take a couple of questions or something, Blue, or if you have something you want me to address.
Yeah, we can do that. Let's go to the phone lines. We have about 13 minutes left to go. We're live with Brother Pennant, you guys, 646-652. Press 1. When you get on the phone line, if you have a question for Brother Panic, what is this? Yeah, press 1. If you have a question for Brother Panic.
I love Satan. I love Satan.
So let's see. You guys don't have no questions. 646-652-2711. Let's go to the phone lines. It does look like someone is there. 661. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Is that you, Satan? Is that you, Satan?
661.
Hello? Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Yes, we can hear you.
You can hear me now?
Yes. How are you?
Listen, at the same time, hang on, let me put this.
I love Satan.
Yeah. How about now? Can you hear
me? Yes, we can hear you.
Okay. Well, let me just tell you, number one, hello, Miss Blue, and hello, Brother Panic. It's Jewel Diamond. I didn't press one. I was sitting here, all of a sudden it said, you're now in the hostess queue. But I do got something to say, so that was really wild. Okay. Number one, when y'all talked about, number one, I don't, even if there's ears out here, I'm glad that you said that there's no harmful agenda because I don't wish to harm nobody. I don't hate nobody. So even if if somebody is listening, I don't mean no harm on nobody. Number two, you brought up Nina Simone. And it was really wild of me that y'all brought that up because I didn't know they was making a movie about her. And it's this X Factor video on YouTube of a little white girl, 13 years old, named Carly Rose Sonnenclair. And she sang the Nina Simone. And she sang it. I mean, she got it good. And right when she first started to come out, something funny in my mind said, it's a setup. I don't know what said it was a setup, but it's a setup. The parents aren't real. The kid isn't real. It even looked like ugly Betty in the audience. There's an agenda to that. So you got to look up Carly Rae Sonnenklare and listen to her. And I think that was made in, like, fall of last year. So that kind of put it together for me how you said they were rising up the ancestors. They barely knew what they was doing, and they're rising them up. And they obviously start with little stuff like that. But I don't believe that that was I don't believe that that was just some little white girl that could sing. I believe that she was an agenda, and she was put there. And I believe her parents were even actors. I don't know what made me say that from the jump when I set my eyes on them, but I said these are actors. I don't know why. So that's the number one. That kind of was crazy for me because I'm going to be real honest. I never even heard Nina Simone until I heard the white girl sing it. Singer. And then, of course, I went and looked her up, and, you know, I had to learn a little about her and hear her voice and whatnot. So that was number one. Number two, I, for some reason, you know, Brother Panic, you gave out this, the isotropes, whatever those are about the isotropes, the whole sacred geometry thing quite a while back. I mean, I'm real slow with money. You could cheat me out of a dollar if you ask me for change, so math is not my strong point. So I've been really trying to get into this, and I started watching some dude on YouTube named Marty Leeds, and he goes, you know, kind of deep with it, breaking down the whole pie thing. And so that was this weekend. I've been watching all these videos about pie. And the deepness of it. And so I go into the gas station, and I never use the restroom there. I decided I'm going to go in the restroom. I had to use the restroom. And when I was coming out, it was a poster for the movie I Am Pi, or The Life of Pi. And I decided I was going to rent that movie. And I know that that might be a, you know, like a family-related movie, but I really would like to hear anything that y'all, especially Brother Panic, because you can break them down good, have on that. But that really spoke a lot to me.
Yes,
and I'm trying to come out of my shell. And it almost said to me, I'm going to have to work my ass off to get out of that shell, to wake the fuck up. I'm waking up, but I'm going to have to really work my butt off like the tiger in the movie. Have you seen that movie?
Yeah, well, actually, that's from a metaphysical book, a very metaphysical book. And Ang Lee did the movie, who did, he said he had to dumb it down because niggas wouldn't get it. And if you got the movie, there was no lion. The boy represented, he was the only one on the boat that just represented aspects of him. So it's very metaphysical, but you could just leave it as the lion. For the regular dumb folks, but that's why the lion disappeared when he was safe. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
That's why he went to that island, because that island represented him. That island represented Earth, where he could lose himself.
Yeah.
I could live here forever. I could lose myself. But then he stopped himself, said, you know something? I have to stop through this bitch. I just got supplies and I kept going. His journey wasn't over. So, I mean, that was symbolic of him actually landing on Earth. He found what he needed, and he was like, I'll live here forever.
Got out.
He said, I could get lost. Yeah. He said, there's something here in the that was getting him high, or when he was eating it, that shit he was eating.
Yeah.
And it just represented many humans, those little marmots, whatever the fuck it was. And then he stopped himself and started saying, no, this is not right. I have to move on. And that's what he did.
Yeah, because it was actually very bad for him, you know, like the thing.
He knew it was intoxicating. He knew it was intoxicating to stay here. Which that's what it is on this planet. It's very intoxicating. That's why in the Gnosticism, all that shit niggas talk about with counterfeit spirits, they're talking about a rose, a butterfly, because it's not a real thing. It's counterfeit. What's in it is real, but you think you're feeling a butterfly on Earth, and it's just wonderful to be here because the breeze of the sea breeze hits your face and you walk at night in the moonlight. Well, that shit ain't shit. All that shit is cheap, dumbed-down rendition of it. It's like an inmate saying, well, I feel free because I get to do yard. You know what I'm saying? An hour a day, I get to walk in the yard. To a nigga that's in solitary confinement, you are free. But you're only doing that comparison. You get what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
In the occult, that's all the way through it. That's not even this is not like my interpretation of some shit. I can show you time after time where this shit is said, oh, you're only free through knowledge. You are only, there's statement after statement. I did a Gnostic show, and I only did that from one book. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, ain't no mistaken. And but why he didn't make that more pronounced in it, because the occultists would understand it, but he said all of that kind of shit was in the book. But he said, because of his fame with, what's that movie he did? He did the one where there was an Indian and it was playing that, it's a big fucking movie that broke him through, Ang Lee. Damn, movie. I have it too. And they was playing like Who Wants to Be a Millionaire on it, and each question they would go back into this Indian kid's story. Anyway, because he got, long story short, his movie was so fucking popular that he couldn't go where he really wanted to go, so he said he would lose too many people. But that's what that meant if you study your shit.
Well, on Wikipedia, it said, because I read the Wikipedia about it, it said that Obama in 2010 sent him a letter telling him how great, you know, the writer of the movie, of the screenplay, telling him how great that was. And he just made me wonder if the reason why he did that was because it was dumbed down so much that the average idiot could get that, like you said.
It's still a highly metaphysical movie. But if you don't see, what was the genius about it, if you don't see the metaphysics in the movie, you still will enjoy that as a movie. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
This guy that braves the high seas. But if you understand metaphysics, then you can get something out of it, too.
Right.
But what he was saying, this is a full-blown metaphysical movie.
Well, it's beautiful. Thank you guys so much for all you do.
Okay.
All righty. Bye now.
All right. Peace and love to you. We have about 3 minutes left to go before we get into the after hours. So, Brother Panic, I'm going to give you about 2 minutes, and then I'll take us into the after hours. We'll go from there. If you guys have questions, 646-652-2711 and press 1. All right.
All right. Just wanted to say thanks and kind of, like I said, this show may be a little bit obscure because none of these movies have come out yet. But going back to this show, you should be able to look forward to when these movies come out so you have kind of an idea where they're going so you can decode them for yourself. So yet again, I gave you something to do for yourself, not just up to me. You get what I'm saying? So as these movies are dropped during the summer, this whole year, you can see if the theme stays true. And now that you have an idea, you'll be able to go in and maybe decode it or see something else that you may come out of it. So that's what makes this show a good show, I think. This whole entire year, through the movies, your whole movie viewing, you should see this theme emerge, and you should subconsciously be able to decode movies yourself.
Yes, yes, yes. That's good.
Thank you,
Brother Panic,
for helping me with that. And, you know, and I would love to see, people get back to me. Yeah, it's kind of what we talked about, but I've seen something else, whatever. Just get at me on Facebook. Don't email me at Panic Pack for that. Email me at Panic Pack for Panic Packs. You get what I'm saying? Or the school. And, you know, don't email Miss Blue bothering her because she forced me some of the shit you bothered her with. Emailing it for serious readings. Look, I started out early talking about it, and I'm going to talk about it tonight, goddammit. When you call Miss Blue, do her a favor. She's being the motherly nice type. But you need to be about your business. You should be there asking her questions about your spiritual well-being, not your personal human. If you're grown and don't know how to get a man by now, you're fucked up. Put on some lipstick, swipe your ass.
Or let me say this, and thank you for that. But I don't, Panic, they don't think I'm being motherly nice to them. They don't think that. Trust and believe.
Good.
And I think if anything, you may be wanting to tell the brothers to not be looking for a woman, because that's more of what I get.
Well, keep it real. Believe
but
you
let's
me.
Do this before
I was good, let me finish the statement. If you niggas can't find a girl, you know what I'm saying? All you need to do is some fucking push-ups. Believe you me, you ain't never heard me harder than no women. A woman could get laid going to the club. So that's really pathetic. She can get laid on her way to go get laid. A nigga, you need to go wash your ass. You get what I'm saying?
Wow.
So I'm so glad of that. That is good news to me.
Yes.
That is
yes.
good news to me.
But no, they don't think that.
That's wonderful. That's the best news I heard all night since the re-election of Obama.
No, that's old news, Panic. You laid on that one. They don't.
I probably am. I got other shit to do.
Yes.
So I'm glad I'm late on that one. That's one I'm glad to be late for. I'm on CP time. I'm glad for that.
Color people time for real. Well, peace and love to you guys. We are in the after hours with you guys, but I do want to thank Brother Panic as always for coming by the remix and definitely always giving us his share and giving us this information. You guys got a lot of occult information. You heard it right here from Brother Panic in the remix. You know how to contact him for his classes, for the herb packs, and much, much more. Just get a whole list of all of those goodies you can get. Email Brother Panic at panicpack@hotmail.com. And we're in the after hours. Much love, warm spirit, peace and love to you guys for the rest of you. I guess you can't hear this, but even those of you who can, download. That's what we're going to do. If you guys are on the phone lines and you have a question, you need to press 1. Otherwise, we can wrap this up because we got stuff to do for real. And I know you guys do too. So that's about it. That's a wrap. I know you're going to be coming back soon. I know you got your classes. Everybody's all hyped for it, and classes are coming up. It's a great time. We're in a great time of the year. The sun is coming out. The sun is shining, and everybody, it's a great time to get into knowing yourself a whole lot better. It was great tonight. A house packed, as always. Lots of activity. Everybody throwing up love in the chat room. They throwing it up. and somebody asked, how many grams is in the Panic Pack? But what's even funnier is somebody put the grams up. 15 grams.
I agree. 15 grams. You get a nice fat sack.
If you don't know, you could just go over to Facebook and take a look.
I have pictures up somewhere. So you can get a picture of it and see how much crack you can get. But you get a nice juicy sack of herb packles. Email, like I said, my recommendation these days is the class. That's where the fire is going. That's where all the energy is going. And people are benefiting from this thing. So that's my recommendation.
Beautiful.
You know what I'm saying? But, if you can't do it, herb packs will work. If you can't do none of that, you better get your ass a reading, figure out what you came to the planet to do. That's where I was going with that. You need to understand, primarily the best thing you can get from a reading, at least in my opinion, if you're going to get one, is why you came here. What give me some spiritual work to do. Because guy or girl, I'm saying it in a funny way about relationships, but it's not.
Right, yes, yes.
Most of these things that people are asking me and telling me they're going to ask you is like things you can figure it out if you are a well-adjusted individual. You get what I'm saying? And even if you're not, here's the trick for you. Here's the science that I revealed to you tonight. If you start dealing with these higher things, those lower issues you have will start to work themselves out. So if you just shoot higher, then any of this shit fuck. I'm talking about asking me these fucking dumb questions then. You get what I'm saying? If you shoot a little bit higher than that, then you'll find out that you're working on a higher level and you'll find out what you need spiritually is what manifesting as your day-to-day whatever. You get what I'm saying? Your day-to-day whatever. So what you need spiritually, once you start dealing with that, you'll find whatever you felt was your ailment is actually balancing itself out, because it was 9 times out of 10 a spiritual issue in the beginning. So once you do that, that's my advice is start trying to go for a little bit more to gusto, a little bit something over there, and then you'll find, you know, all that shit will start working itself out. Most of it is just psych. Like I said, in my class, I go through that. A lot of it is just psychological blocks. If anything you feel you can't get, and I know
that's
if
right.
It ain't a man or a woman, if I know it ain't a man or a woman you asking for, it's still coming with what you can't get. Ain't nothing changed with that shit. I know these niggas is doing that. Ain't nothing changed with that shit. And that you can't get it within yourself.
That's right.
This is an agenda of self empowerment. My goal is to see people when they're able to take care of their business, whichever way, not my way, but some self empowerment just means they're able to go within themselves and find a method within themselves for them not to feel lacking in a place you don't have to. Even with all that spiritual abundance that you could say is in the afterlife, there's still all these ancient scientists left methods down here for you to be able to still access it here. It's slower to access here.
That's right.
All these laws of attractions and all of this focused thinkings and meditations and disciplines, that's the sad part, but anything could be accomplished. There's nothing that you can't do.
Why would you
even say, I can't do this, I can't do that? You have to get into the technology, which is occult science. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Linda, Bobby's queen, she told me the science. People call her constantly. Oh, Linda, I'm going to kill myself. She tells them to go ahead and do it and let her know the day. Then they straighten right the fuck up. Because they never was going to do shit. They wanted somebody, oh, no, you are important. You're special. They ain't looking for a shoulder to cry on. She fucks them up when she tells them to go ahead and kill yourself.